Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
65 and out, don't bet on it.
They're going to wind up working longer.
The president tries to revive immigration reform.
There is a big level of skepticism.
Duke lacrosse prosecutor on the hot seat.
It figures to be a bitter battle with former colleagues going after one another.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's part of the American dream, reaching 65, taking the gold watch and leaving work behind for years of leisure. But that may be a retirement ideal of the past. CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor has a look at baby boomers and what the future's likely to hold.
Boomers can expect to work well into what used to be retirement years. Some want to, others have to.
We don't have the Ozzie and Harriet family for most people.
William Fry, demographer with the Brookings Institution.
When they get to retirement, they're going to have to depend on their savings, they're going to have to depend on their work, they're going to have to depend on their friendships. That's very different than the earlier generation.
He says it's likely boomers will redefine our golden years.
They enjoy their work. They might do it as a part-time job, but they'll stay engaged mentally for most of the rest of their lives.
Talking about my generation, Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Jawboning time today as President Bush heads to Capitol Hill in a bid to bring an immigration reform measure to life. To the White House, where CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live.
Nick, this is a crucial effort for the president's top domestic priority. He'll lobby Senate Republicans. Spokesman Tony Snow concedes there's a high degree of skepticism.
There are some people who are not going to be persuaded because they disagree with it. But there are also a lot of people right now who are saying, well, who's right here?
Brookings Institution government expert Thomas Mann looks at the president's challenge.
He will beg and plead. He can't pressure because he has no political capital drawn.
But Mr. Bush still has to change Republican minds to win on immigration reform. Live at the White House. Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It was their job to help prevent illegal immigrants from crossing the border with Mexico. Now three National Guard troops stationed in Texas are accused of just the opposite.
Currently, all three are charged with conspiring to transport 24 illegal aliens.
U.S. Attorney Don DeGabriel says the soldiers were paid up to $3,500 per trip. The no-confidence vote in Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez misfired in the Senate, but as CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports, that doesn't mean his opponents were completely defeated.
They didn't get the vote they wanted, but Democrats, including Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, made their point about the Attorney General.
He has politicized this department to a degree not seen since the Nixon administration.
A number of Republicans have made clear they, too, lack confidence in Gonzalez, but a vote would have proven extremely embarrassing to the White House. So instead, Republicans used a filibuster to stop it. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch said it was meaningless anyway.
The Attorney General serves at the pleasure of the president, not at the confidence of the Senate.
And the president's made clear he wants Gonzalez to stay. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In another blow to the Bush administration's war on terrorism detention policy, a federal appeals court says the president cannot simply declare civilians enemy combatants so they can be held indefinitely in military custody. Here's CBS News correspondent Wyatt Andrews.
The decision has no legal bearing on detainees at Guantanamo, but it is another hurdle for an administration that has yet to try a single enemy combatant. It will also add to demands in Congress to grant Guantanamo prisoners access to U.S. courts.
This may be the most important day in the professional life of District Attorney Mike Nifong, the man who wrongly accused three Duke lacrosse players of raping a stripper at a team party, faces a North Carolina Bar Association panel. CBS News chief legal consultant Andrew Cohen says Nifong could be disbarred.
What happens to him ultimately, I think, is less important to the rest of us than is getting from him an explanation about why he did what he did. What in the world he was thinking when he put so much stock in the accuser's story, even when it became apparent that there was a ton of evidence undercutting it. That's one part of the Nifong story we still don't know.
Anger in Afghanistan, where officials say U.S. forces killed seven Afghan police officers in an apparent incident of friendly fire. The police say the officers opened fire first.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
We're wounded. It's 4 past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. Doctors are on the lookout for more tuberculosis cases after a woman dies of TB in Colorado Springs. The health department's Dr. Ned Kalong.
This was an international student enrolled at CSU Pueblo taking courses this spring.
Dr. Kalong does not believe this is the same drug-resistant strain affecting Andrew Speaker, who is being treated at National Jewish Hospital. The passenger hurt in the car crash involving Denver Nugget J.R. Smith has died. Smith's SUV rolled Saturday night after he drove through a stop sign and collided with another car. 21-year-old Andre Bell was thrown from the vehicle. He went into a coma and died from head injuries Monday evening. Smith injured his left shoulder. He's been ticketed for failing to stop and improper passing. Presidential Advisory Board set to hear more testimony today as it considers whether to make it easier for sick Rocky Flats workers to get help from the government. Last month, the board recommended that people with some forms of cancer that worked at the plant between 1952 and 1958 would be able to get $150,000 and be reimbursed for their medical expenses. But that could exclude 10,000 or more workers from getting automatic help for the medical bills. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. Good morning. Quiet drive around the metro area. Of course, the rain overnight has left the highways wet and slippery, so you'll want to watch your speed. So far, all good on I-70 and I-25 through the city. You still have some construction going on northbound I-25 near Toma Road. That should be gone soon. And we have this major closure of US 6 in Clear Creek Canyon. They are trying to rescue a hiker there between Colorado 93 and 119, so you want to use I-70 as your alternate. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler with scattered showers and a high of 75. Tonight, more of the same.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Farag, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue skies.
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
We've got plenty to talk about this morning, including the no-confidence vote on Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, which failed. What it failed? By 7 votes, I believe. And we'll have our buddy Faz Shakir here, editor of Think Progress and the Progress Report at the Center for American Progress. We'll have that on this morning early at 6:30. And then I'll try to plug it in and repeat it again later on in the day. For those people who are thinking, well, you know, the story came down and you guys didn't even cover it. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about it. Also, 9 o'clock, we'll talk about our weekly look at media misinformation with Paul Walden from Media Matters, who's one of my all-time favorite people. And there's a whole host of other stories going on. You know, just to preface the Gonzalez vote, I was sitting here thinking to myself, you remember Senator Ken Salazar's vote about Iraq and the fact that I didn't pound him because I thought that's just not a good way to go. Then I asked him, I said, well, I wish you wouldn't cast that vote. And we kind of made a bet about a steak dinner. I don't know if that'll ever come off or not. And I've gotten over that. I've gotten over that whole thing. But what amazes me is that anybody out there, and this seems to be a daily recurring theme with me, and I keep bringing it up all the time, because I genuinely am I can't remember ever having this feeling. Can't remember ever having this feeling about anything other than Richard Nixon. And that's because I'm an old guy. But how anybody, Republican, independent, or Democrat, could think that Alberto Gonzalez is okay is beyond me. That's one. Two, Mitch McConnell and all those folks, Wayne Allard, oh, they voted against it because they didn't want to embarrass the president. Like, he's not embarrassed already. There's a Bush approval ratings poll out from AP Ipso. It was released last week. He's now down to 32%. I just don't, man. That's why I'm glad I'm not in politics. I couldn't do that. I couldn't put my party above my country. And I know that a lot of us have a tendency to do that, but I just couldn't do it. And I know sometimes I do it without thinking about it, but I need to get a hold of myself. All right, here's Dave in Aurora. Wants to talk about something else, and I don't mind doing that. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How about that Lee Hamilton, huh?
You can talk about the Canadian Grand Prix.
Absolutely.
What about that crash of Robert Kubica?
Was that amazing or what?
You know what? He only had a broken leg.
Well, he didn't even have that. He sprained his right ankle and got a slight concussion out of the deal.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. He didn't break his leg. For those of you, and I looked on YouTube to see if I could find it, and it's not up there yet. But for those of you who didn't see this, if they ever put it up there, you got to see this, where this guy loses control of his car. How fast was he going, David? Probably about 120?
They said he was running at 300 clicks.
He loses control of his car. He smashes head-on into a retaining wall. The car ricochets off, overturns, goes across the track, smashes up against the retaining wall on the other side, and he lives.
He walked away from it, basically.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I saw that Hamilton won, and I saw that my guy Fisichella got black flagged, which means that he got in trouble and had to stop the race for jumping the light.
And so did Massa.
And Massa did too, so
I couldn't believe that they ignored the black flag, or they ignored the penalty, and that's why they got black flagged.
Well, Fisichella said he didn't see the light. That's what he said last night.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of confusing. What I was kind of surprised about was seeing Nick Heidfeld come in second, though. That I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I did too. But I'm bummed about Christian Albers. I'm bummed about Fisichella, and I'm bummed about Massa.
Well, and I'm kind of bummed that, you know, ever since Raikkonen took over Schumacher's spot there, he just has not performed at Ferrari like you would think, you know.
Is that Kimi or is that or is that the car?
No, that's Kimi's at Ferrari now, so
right. I mean, is that
Schumacher's spot?
Right. Is that the car?
I don't think it's the car. I think it's him. I do think it's him because I truly do. You know, Ferrari when they put out that 2007 model, they had some glitches in it. They went back to that 2006 model and raced when Schumacher won it the year before. And then they got this 2007 out there again. They just can't do anything with that. But I think a lot of that still is Kimi, though. I don't think he can run. I'm a big Ferrari fan all the way. You know, I've been pulling for Ferrari for 20 years, so... And, I mean, even when Williams was hot, the whole nine yards. But I really think Lee Hamilton, he's the next star. I'm sorry. This guy's going to take this season and just, I don't think Alonso stands a chance.
You're probably right, but it doesn't mean I have to like it. Listen to you laugh. Get out of here. Concentrate on your driving.
Yes, I know.
Thanks, man.
All right, we'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay, everyone's going, oh, my God, this is a progressive talk station. What are you doing talking about motorsports? Liberals don't like automobiles. Well, yes, we do. We do. And we like motorsports. A lot of us do. Just falls into the category of this. What you really love in life, for the most part, is always bad for you. And I've tried to ignite this discussion before about the irony of life. The fact is that what you dig isn't good for you. Is it? I mean, think about those things that you really love. Okay, somebody's going to call up and go, I like Brussels sprouts. I like working out. Okay, but what about the rest of us? Cheeseburgers, bad. Combustible engines, bad. What else? Too much chocolate. You know, it's... And what you don't like is good for you. Right? Yep. Anybody want to explain that to me? Is that like God's trick? Is that what that really is? Is that God's trick? So if there is a God, this is a way to prove that there's a God, okay? Because everything that you like is bad for you. Everything. Or are you one of those people who will call up and say, no, that's not really true, Jay. There are a lot of things I like, and that's not bad for me at all. I work out. but I don't like it. And I'm amazed by...
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With payments going up an average of $400 a month. Now, with credit card minimum payments doubling at the same time, the mortgage store understands the stress this can cause and how difficult it can be for your family. So don't worry, the mortgage store can help make life fun again, even with less than perfect credit. Get the results you deserve from a company it has proven. They've proven over and over again you can trust them. Take advantage of the low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate, 5.75 APR, and get the security of one new low payment. You'll save money every month. Make the right call. We're positive you'll be happy you did. The mortgage store guarantees it. Call now to take advantage of this low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate. Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
If you're in the market to buy a home, let me give you a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Hi, this is Ty Pennington. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the number one real estate site, Realtor.com. It's easy. Log on to the site with more properties, photos, and home tours than anywhere else. And find your ideal home. Start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 6:22, 22 minutes after 6. We're kind of catch-as-catch-as-can, as they used to say in the old professional wrestling world here. I'll talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. 303-713-7600, but I was marveling about the idea that what we all love and what's good for us is two different things. By the way, if you want to see that picture of the Robert Kubica crash, go to racedayonfox.com and go under photos of the day. And I believe they only have stills of that, and they don't have the video of it, which it's amazing how that guy survived and walked away from that. But, you know, that's the thing about racing. I mean, the technology that they learn off these cars, that stuff transfers over into your passenger vehicles. All right, let me go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Good. Long time no talk.
Oh, man, where you been?
Oh, just here and there.
I hear you.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
I'm really not interested in my opinion about Colin Powell, but I am very much interested in yours. Where has this guy been? I mean, where was he when we needed him?
Yeah, I thought about that. You know, of all the people that were around during that time before we went to Iraq, he's one of the few people, I think, that could have stopped that. He could have stepped forward. He could have said something. But he's got that... I'm looking for a right way to say this. He has this thing about, and a lot of people do, that he's got this thing about, well, you don't badmouth the commander-in-chief, and you don't... I mean, if you're a good soldier, you do what you're told to do. And maybe that's what played into it. But if I were him, I'd have a really heavy heart at what I allowed to happen. And I find it interesting that he pretty much has gotten out of this whole thing unscathed. Don't you find it amazing?
Oh, I do. It's just amazing about this, how he has totally skated on this. I thought that he was the one guy just before they actually went into Iraq that went to Bush and told him, you know, you can't let the Turks have Kurdistan. You can't let them have it. They were going to allow us to hit Iraq through the north. This is just what I heard. But in return, they wanted the north. And Bush was more than willing to do it. And my understanding is that Powell actually did go to him and say, you can't do that.
Well, the whole thing is such a mess. And a guy sent me a really snide... You can always tell when they don't like you because they'll type Mr. Marvin. Really a snide email yesterday saying that you don't understand that it's about oil and that you were refuting the caller's points and blah, blah, blah. And I never said that it wasn't about oil, but I think it was about something bigger than just oil. I think it was about the idea that these guys believed in their hearts and minds, and, you know, I think they still do, which is really disturbing, that they could influence the direction of the Middle East by going into Iraq. I think Iraq was like their first stop on a long shopping list of other countries to go to. And I really believe that they believe that we are the last standing superpower. And therefore, since we are, if we tell you something, you being another nation, that we want you to do something, and if you don't do it, we're going to punish you. But I believe that they really wanted to go in there because they had this grand vision. And they still, along with about 27 or 28% of the country, won't relinquish that vision. So is oil part of it? Yes. But it's also this kind of mental illness that they have about the whole situation.
Jay, do you think Powell signed on to that?
No. No, but I think he was in a position where, hey, there are people in life who function perfectly in a chain of command situation.
Right.
Then there are others who can't make that. So they have trouble in the military, they have trouble in their jobs, they have trouble, you know, they can't handle it. You're talking to one who can't. I mean, the fastest way to get on my bad side is to call up and start either, you know, trying to lecture me or push me around, and I just can't help. I mean, that's the way I am. So, and maybe there's some of that in you too. So here's the thing, you and I couldn't sit there and do that. But the majority of people would, and the majority of people will not crash their careers or get out of line in order to do something, I really believe this, that they know they shouldn't do or is wrong, even though they've been ordered to do it.
I fully agree with that. Let me ask you just one last question, because I know you got a lot of other callers. Is there any chance that Powell took the job as a favor to 41, with 41 not realizing how, what do they call those people, the Vulcans?
I don't know about that. I don't know why he took that. Maybe he took it because it appealed to him. Maybe because George W. Bush's father asked him. I really don't know why he took it. It doesn't, in the very beginning, it didn't appear to be of a bad job. I mean, if you look at it, the administration only went psycho, went crazy after 9/11, and then started. I mean, when they went into Afghanistan, I think everybody, I think 95% of the country said, "Yeah, go get Mullah Omar, go get Bin Laden, go get these folks, kill them."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think a lot of us would agree that that was the way to go. But then when we started to go into Iraq, and you have people out there manufacturing all of these things about Iraq. Well, you know, the inspectors never got to do their job and on and on. which is absolute nonsense. It's a falsity.
And I can't believe they're still pushing that.
Oh, they are. They are. They're still
pushing. Man, I hear it all the time.
Yeah, there's people out there that are still pushing all that stuff, man. And it's shocking. And it's shocking. And you sit there and you say to yourself, I better go home and get the biggest bong I possibly can because the whole world's gone mad. No, really. I mean, you go like, you say like, oh, I must have hit my head on my dashboard or something, and there must be something wrong with me. No, it's not you and I. It's the other folks that they just don't have it right. Eric, I got to run, man. Thanks for a good call.
Bye-bye.
All right, see ya. 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Faz Shakir coming up next, and we're going to talk about the Gonzalez vote. But right now, Gina is going to talk about traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Roads are wet, obviously. I'm considering that. We are running collision-free, just the normal areas for traffic increases. Southbound 25 from 104th to 84th and eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. We're doing great on 225 and no worries for C-470. That rescue of a hiker still has U.S. 6 closed in Clear Creek Canyon, and we are getting some rain showers along I-70 in the high country around Georgetown. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cooler with scattered showers, high of 75, currently overcast and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich.
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? Man, I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance. I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you. And it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack. And it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping cart. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
23 people need it immediately. You can earn as you're trained to use internet, mail, and phone to build your home business. No door-to-door sales or telemarketing. We're not looking for salespeople. We're associated with a company who's been in business for 26 years, established in 62 countries, and listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Flexible schedule. We train you to be successful from home. One-on-one personal mentoring and live telephone training to support your success. Find out more on incomeathome.com or click here. Serious people are earning six figures annually. Click here.
Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. And your glasses replaced by normal vision. Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not something far off in the future. It's not a futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, C-O-N, Denver.com.
Want to become real estate gurus who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I am focused on sprinting to the finish line. We're not, the department's not going to stumble. We're not going to crawl to the finish line. The issues that we work on are, quite frankly, just too darn important.
I am covered in cherry proud. My heart smiles and never frowns. Soon I will be caressed. I can't. Powerful,
Let's go back to my buddy John Gibson. Instead of dropping a little dead pennies there. Alberto Gonzalez, Uber Alice. 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Heavy rain today, high 75. Jello Biafra's got like the worst ego, but he's a clever guy. There's no question about it. All right, we're going to talk to Faz Shakir, our old buddy. He's the editor of Think Progress and the Progress Report at the Center for American Progress. He holds a BA in government from Harvard University and a JD from Georgia Law Center. He, at one time, was a legislative aide to Senator Bob Graham. And let's get Faz on the line. Faz, good morning. Faz, good morning, and welcome.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm amazed at the seven votes that didn't come through to support this no-confidence vote. And I find that Mitch McConnell's answer, and that the answer of the Republicans, like our own Senator Wayne Allard, who is not a very bright man, but I'm amazed that their reasoning was not the quality of the Justice Department, not the credibility of the Justice Department, but that they didn't want to embarrass the president.
Yeah, and the silence yesterday spoke louder than anything, which, you know, when everybody got up there to speak on the Republican side, Mitch McConnell, Trent Lott, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, a whole host of others, when they started to talk, their main concern was that, hey, we're shifting attention away from what the Senate really should be doing. We should be doing some other things. And never once offered a defense of Alberto Gonzalez. Never once said I have confidence in him. Never once said, like, I have faith in this guy. He's doing a good job. Instead, you know, they all seemed to quietly acknowledge that, yes, this guy should not be in the attorney general seat, but let's just look past it and move on.
Yeah, they don't want to waste any time. Never mind the fact that they were around when there was a lot of time being wasted in the Congress. Over numerous issues, and now all of a sudden they don't want to waste any time. I wonder if the American people, this is what I wonder about it. I wonder if the average person on the street understands this, and also whether they, if they do understand it, whether they accept or reject that line of arguing.
Yeah, I think it's tough to say. I mean, every time you assert accountability, I view these moments as accountability moments where Congress has to step up and try to assert its role in this, in our system of government, and to say, you know, I see something wrong and I'm going to call you on it. And that's never easy, I don't think. You know, there's always a whole host of people that are going to reflexively react to it and say, oh, you're just wasting time, or you shouldn't, that's not your role, you should just sit down and be quiet, let the president do what he's got to do. But I think that, you know, if we're actually concerned about government functioning properly, I think these accountability moments are important, and that's why we had the Iraq debate, even though the outcome wasn't as what I would have liked to have seen. We're now having an immigration debate. You know, these kinds of things are our types of accountability moments. It's just unfortunate we can't actually bring them to their conclusions because, you know, there's still so much disagreement, but I'm glad that Congress is pushing ahead with them.
I find a lot of these accountability moments to be extremely frustrating because it seems like this guy and the people around him who sit at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they do whatever they want, and it doesn't make any difference what anybody else thinks.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the case, and I think, you know, for those of us on the left who have been arguing that this is the case, well, we had a hard time proving it when there was single party rule, and they were like, well, no, listen, there's broad support for these guys, you know, everyone's supportive of the president. Now we're starting to put some votes on record where you see that, no, that's not the case, and President Bush has to speak up and show how he values loyalty over competence. So I think that, you know, in the end, I think these accountability moments are useful because they're like creating a debate, and they're painting the picture for everyone to see. And it's a stark picture that, hey, you know, President Bush is standing behind incompetent people, and everybody else is on one side and he's on the other.
You don't think it backfires? You don't think it backfires because the American public sits and says, well, look at these folks. They can't get anything done. They can't stop this guy.
There's definitely a little bit of that going on. There's some polls of Congress that just came out yesterday that show that Congress's approval ratings have dropped to one of their lowest points. And I think that's because they're doing more, but they're not getting more accomplished, and that's just a result of gridlock in this town. And you know, that's going to be the case until we see who the next president is going to be. I think President Bush has lost kind of any ability to move an agenda. So without a president who's able to move an agenda and you got Congress deadlocked, then all you're going to get is this debate and you know, just nothing productive happening. And so these are the natural consequences that come out of it, unfortunately.
6:40, 40 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Boz Shakir, editor of Think Progress and the Progress Report at the Center for American Progress. You don't think there's some wisdom to the idea of don't play the game if you can't win it?
No, I think that we're talking about going up against President Bush here, and I don't think that there's a single time where we should be concerned about going up against him and demonstrating that we have an alternative agenda and that he's wrong. For too long, we tried the silent method, and the silent method didn't help us one bit. I think it's good to show that there's a stark contrast, and especially heading into an election year where I think that President Bush, even though he's not literally on the ballot, should be on the ballot once again. If you have the Republican candidate standing up and saying, you know, I'm largely behind the President Bush agenda, I'm largely for staying in Iraq, I'm largely for confronting, you know, Iran, perhaps militarily, I'm for keeping.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Yes. How about that over the weekend with Joseph Lieberman, who, by the way, the media puts on their Democrat Joseph Lieberman. The guy is an independent. And if he's not out of the Democratic Party, we ought to kick him out. He wants to go after Iran? He's nuts.
Yeah. He talked about we should take, quote, aggressive military action against Iran.
Okay, good. Senator, you first.
You first, exactly. But what disturbs me is that so many people in the media see him as this independent who's a centrist, right? This voice of reason who's speaking right down the middle. And apparently right down the middle is bombing Iran. You know, and we should start calling him what he is, which is, you know, he's far right on the foreign policy issues. He's further right than President Bush.
Well, he's bombardier.
President Bush isn't even where he is right now.
Well, he's bombardier Joe. But the thing is that's what I thought. I was thinking about it yesterday on the way home, and I thought to myself, okay, Senator, yeah, fine. You first. I'll push. I'll push your bony plebeian ass out the door, and you can parachute into Baghdad and into Tehran and try to. What is this guy? Where is he coming from? The damage on that, the collateral damage on that would be so bad. And when I mean collateral, I don't mean it in the terms of, you know, the way the military talks about it. I'm talking about, maybe I should use another term. The reaction to this would be so bad, it would rain down such consequences, we'd pay for this over and over again.
Well, but I'm glad to see that this time around the Democrats aren't falling. You know, we talked to Senator Harry Reid yesterday. We posted his reaction to Lieberman on the blog, and he said, hey, Joe might be a nice guy, but he's dead wrong on this. So I'm glad that we aren't, remember Tom Daschle kind of fell in line with the Bush administration's argument in the lead up to the Iraq War. I don't think this will happen in the same way with Lieberman's comments on Iran. And it was interesting. I heard Lieberman talking on Fox News yesterday trying to justify why we should attack Iran. And he said, well, I'm not talking about a large ground-scale invasion. I'm just talking about a few targeted airstrikes.
Yeah, right.
That's going to cause a full-blown war, and the consequences of which are just unseen and unfathomable.
And this is a guy who got his start and basically rose out of the Connecticut State Legislature into the Senate, basically on Vietnam. What happened to him?
That's a good question. I mean, we were talking about Alberto Gonzalez before, and on the no confidence vote yesterday, Joe Lieberman somehow decided to vote against the Democrats, and he was the one of the only ones who stood behind Alberto Gonzalez and said that we should vote no confidence. So he was one of the 38 yesterday, and so it used to be just on Iraq that he was distancing himself.
Why doesn't he just change parties?
I think he's just starting to get disgruntled, and it's starting to get to him personally, and now he's got something up his butt a little bit, so he's going to go and try to show his independence. I think you're right. If he's going to continue to vote against us, then go and accurately represent what you are, which is, you know, more and more a Republican.
Like, I'd like to ask him. I'd like to ask anybody else who voted no. How can you justify backing Alberto Gonzalez, the guy can't read the Constitution. I wouldn't go, well, I guess it worked for Bush. He got Gonzalez got him out of jury duty, but I wouldn't have this guy even go to court and represent me in a traffic case.
And what really disturbs me is this guy, to me, will look you right in the eye and tell you a lie just to justify President Bush's agenda. You know, he'll just, if it requires telling Congress a straight lie, he'll do it in order to push something that President Bush wants him to push. And that was the case with the NSA wiretapping program. Remember, he kept coming forth and saying, oh, you know, there's no significant disagreement about it. Everyone's on board. And then we hear that James Comey and John Ashcroft were threatening to resign over the differences over the NSA program. And he's had a number of these, one after another, where he's just straight up lied to Congress, and he feels no regret, no remorse about it. I think in his head he's justifying it all because he's doing what the president wants him to do, and that's why he still has a job, of course.
6:45, 45 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Faz Shakir, editor of Think Progress and the Progress Report. All right, we know he lied to Congress. Everybody knows he lied to Congress. Well, okay, I'm going to say everybody, but not everybody. John Fund of the Wall Street Journal doesn't know that he lied to Congress. There are a few out there who don't. So why doesn't Patrick Leahy or even Arlen Specter, now this would be bold, but why don't either one of them try to charge him with perjury?
Well, there's actually a movement to try to do that. I think that the no confidence vote was what had the greatest unity behind it in terms of trying to get some Republican votes. I think that the perjury charge, and particularly there's some on the left who even want to go further and say impeachment against Alberto Gonzalez. And I think that both of those issues don't yet have Republican votes. So I think, you know, you can give the Democratic leadership a little bit of credit. They're actually trying to, you know, pull some of the maneuvers that they think they can get a few Republican votes and try to peel them off. And I think yesterday 53 votes for, you know, no confidence, that's pretty good. You know, the Senate generally doesn't get 53 votes for much. So the fact that they even got that, pretty good sign, and hopefully that'll continue to snowball, and we'll see if, you know, make President Bush come out once again and say he has full confidence in the most incompetent attorney general we've ever had.
All right, that leads to my last question here. Where do you see this going? I mean, I hear people saying that this guy is going to be in office until January of 2009. Do you think he survives that long, or do you think that way before the election, his time will run out?
Right. I think it depends on, does he carry political baggage? I don't think right now he does. I think, you know, most of the senators who voted, and the 38 who voted to, you know, protect Alberto Gonzalez, don't fear any political fallout from it. If they actually did fear political fallout, they would have obviously voted the other way. The other question is, I don't think President Bush is going to be the one to fire Alberto Gonzalez. I think he sees everything that Alberto Gonzalez has done was totally in acting in complete loyalty to him. So he's not going to throw him overboard for having lied to Congress and done all these things to protect him. So it'll be ultimately be up to Alberto Gonzalez whether he understands that he is incompetent, he has no credibility left, and that he should resign. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Doesn't it amaze you when you watch these talking head shows that these guys on the right, and I hate to make such a polarizing comment, but it's true, they're living in some kind of alternative universe around all of this.
But in their heads, they have this great justification for it all, right? It just means, for Dick Cheney, who I think is one of the most interesting psychological studies we've had,
Let me tell you something. I think that Dick Cheney and George W. Bush, and I know this is really easy to say, and I'm not a psychiatrist nor a psychologist, but I think that they're mentally ill. No, I do. I really do.
I tend to agree with you.
You know what? I think it's like this. I think it's like you get in a car, drive up an alley, and hit the wall and smash the car. What do? You put it in reverse and back down the alley. These guys keep putting it in drive, and they keep smashing the car time and time again. That's mental illness.
Yeah, but in their own heads, they don't see it the way we do, Jay. I mean, they think that they are pursuing either God's mission or a mission that is higher than anybody understands and will be looked upon in history as the greatest of feats. And so they don't give a damn about what's going on right now. They think that they need to keep plugging away and pursue their failing and scary agendas so that, you know, we may all live in peace, and they just don't see it the way we do.
What do people, okay, I got to squeeze in one more. What do people around D.C. say about this? I mean, do they think, there's something wrong with these two guys?
I don't think that the J. Marvin theory of Dick Cheney being mentally ill has yet permeated, but I think we should start to try to get some traction behind it, because I think you'd certainly find some people who would say, oh, yeah, you know, I wonder about that, too. Maybe Dick Cheney's got some medications we don't know about.
Well,
we look into that.
Maybe we should get the American Psychiatric Association or something to write an open letter.
Diagnosis.
All right, man, thank you. I appreciate you being on the show, and it's always good to be able to call on you.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Thanks. There's Foz Shakur, editor of Think Progress and the Progress Report at the Center for American Progress. I'm not kidding you. And I'd open the phones to this, but I don't want to go down this for like an hour. I don't want to go down this road for an hour, but I think that these guys are like mentally ill. Don't you think there's something wrong with people who repeat counterproductive behavior and don't correct their course?
Most people learn from their lessons, Jay.
Well, it's like if you, I've used this example before. If you walk into a room and you see a guy and the guy's slamming his head against the wall, eventually either three things will happen. One, his head will become bloody and he will learn that he cannot knock down the wall. Two, he will pass out from trying to knock down the wall. Or three, he'll continue to keep doing it. Now, if he continues to keep doing it, what would you say? You would say, that guy's got a problem. I rest my case. 651, Pseudo-Pop Psychology from Jay Marvin on AM 760 with Gina and traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still no wrecks to worry about, so we're running collision-free across the metro area, and it's pretty quiet so far. Just have the usual traffic stack right now, westbound I-76 toward I-25. Same thing if you're on eastbound I-70 between Pecos and Brighton through that I-25 corridor, starting to get heavier. Of course, no let-up on southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen, and we're getting a bit more traffic into downtown. Weather outlook today. Looks like it'll stay mostly cloudy. Cooler with scattered showers throughout the day, high of 75. Tonight, more of the same. Going down to 53, and currently it's overcast with some light showers and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic level 1 trauma center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, physical therapists.
If you're in the market to buy a home, let me give you a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Hi, this is Ty Pennington. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the number one real estate site, Realtor.com. It's easy. Log onto the site with more properties, photos, and home tours than anywhere else. And find your ideal home. Start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss out on your 2-for-1 club-level seats at the next Rockies home game.
In our conversation. So join the Russian party and experience our passion for Dasbach coffee.
6:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you're looking for a large selection of great vehicles at a great price and people who will work with you to make sure that you get exactly what it is you want and what you want to accomplish, then you got to go to Rockies Autos. There's no question about it. They have the largest selection of clean, late model used vehicles, even 07s on the lot. And here's the thing. They're the kind of folks who will sit down and work with you to make sure that you're taken care of the way you want to be taken care of. There's over 550 vehicles on the lot. Their matching down incentive is still going on, which means that you can save some big bucks. And you really got to go out there and you really got to see it for yourself. Or if you want to, you can look at it in the convenience of your own home or office by going to RockiesAutos.com. Get out there and see my friends, the Al Shear brothers, Spanky Herrera, all of the folks who work out there. They're all good people, and they work hard. Freddie Labrato and the rest of them, I mean, they're out there making sure that you're taken care of. And they have treated everybody I have sent out there really well. It's a family-owned and operated business, and they've been that way since 1982. They're open tonight until 9, every Monday through Saturday, till 9 p.m. And if you come close to 9, well, they'll take care of you, and you'll be fine. Check the inventory out on the Internet, RockiesAutos.com. Apply for a car loan online. Cut down on some paperwork time there. Or get out and see them in person. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Join David Foreman for the Health and Wellness Hour right here every Saturday at 4. David is a registered pharmacist committed to the concept of natural health and healing for the four pillars of health: diet, exercise, mental health, and supplements. He provides credible, up-to-date information about wellness and the natural approach to health. You can meet with David as he appears live at the Vitamin Shop in Centennial on June 12th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Listen to the Health and Wellness Hour Saturday afternoons at 4 right here.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Ghost Rider, Breach, Days of Glory, or The Bridge. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Who's Neil Young? I was just listening to a CD the other morning. 6:55, 55 minutes past the hour. Heavy rain today. High of 75. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, going after George W. Bush is just so easy. It's so easy. And it gets boring after a while. But talking about his mental state is kind of interesting. And John Turk had this great comparison to his son, Tyson. Repeat that.
Well, he's kind of like, you know, like a three-year-old that doesn't learn, like, after he, you know, my son hits my daughter all the time, constantly. So I'm always sending him to timeout and scolding him for hitting his sister. And, you know, it's like, he'll hit her. I'll send him timeout for 3 minutes, Tyson. As soon as he gets out, bam, right over to his sister, hits. Tyson back to timeout, and this is, repeats itself all day long, basically.
So, in other words, what you're saying is that Vice President Cheney and President George W. Bush are on the same level as your three-year-old Tyson.
Basically.
Yeah, but we can't put them in timeout.
You have people that are telling them, you know, you're doing this wrong, try to fix this, do it this way, and they just don't listen.
They don't, and they keep repeating the same behavior. And I marvel on this, and have marveled on it now for, like, 2 years. Well, do we have that Kara Sedgwick audio? Yeah, the actress Kara Sedgwick, who's very talented. Yeah, play this. Can you get it? Well, I won't let you play it now. Okay, well, should we play it after the hour? But what I was going to say is... And I just constantly marvel at the 27 to 28% who just go along with this guy for no reason. All right, slip it in there quick.
What sound or noise do you love?
The sounds my kids make when they come home from school.
What sound or noise do you hate?
George Bush's voice.
Come on. It's just a, come on. It's just left-wing liberal Hollywood. Come on. Oh, brother. Hey, there's 28% think it's okay. Go figure.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
If you're an investor with at least $500,000 in investments, there are 8 common mistakes that could be costing you big money. Actually, not paying attention to this commercial would make it 9. Through his experience as a Forbes magazine columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments, Ken Fisher has identified 8 costly mistakes affluent investors make. The good news is, they're mistakes that can be avoided with the right information. Information that's now available to you in his free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-500-3305. And it provides valuable insight on how to change your investment strategy to help grow your portfolio. You could be making one of eight common investment mistakes without even knowing it. But if you don't call for your free copy of the eight biggest mistakes investors make and how to avoid them, you're making the biggest one of all. Call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
AM 760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The damage was done.
Rape will always be associated with my name.
An hour from now, the prosecutor who accused three Duke lacrosse players of rape but didn't have the evidence to make his case is facing his own day of reckoning. CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts in Raleigh, North Carolina, tells us the district attorney stands to lose his license to practice law.
This could well be the beginning of the end of Mike Nifong's legal career in North Carolina. He goes before an ethics hearing committee today facing three charges. He's accused of making improper pre-trial statements to the news media, withholding key evidence that might have exonerated those three Duke lacrosse players, and for lying to a judge.
At least two of the three Duke players are expected to be in court for the hearing. In Washington, President Bush breaks bread with Republican senators a few hours from now, hoping to breathe new life into the stalled immigration reform bill. White House Press Secretary Tony Snow.
We're going to continue to present our arguments to the American people and explain exactly what this bill says, what it does, and why it answers people's qualms about security.
A study that looked at thousands of veterans from World War I through the Gulf War finds that men with military experience are twice as likely as non-veterans to commit suicide. Michael O'Rourke with the Veterans of Foreign Wars worries that troops serving now in Iraq and Afghanistan could have an even higher suicide rate.
I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. It would be a dishonor to our veterans not to be able to provide more or further care.
Authorities in Pittsburgh are looking for a babysitter who was supposed to be watching five children who died in an overnight house fire. The victims were between 2 and 7 years of age. Some may want to work longer, others have to because they need the money. Either way, two reports out today find that baby boomers expect to work longer than their parents and grandparents. Warren Boyle, who's still 15 years from retirement age, says times have changed.
I don't think we're on a dollar-for-dollar basis at the same level as they were. Inflation, given what it is, but still, with the rate of the cost of living rising so fast around us, it's very, very difficult.
If you're like most people, you know that helpless feeling that comes from calling a helpline.
At the moment, there is no one available to take your call. However, your phone call is...
An email survey by Sherry Teodoro of CFI Group put some numbers on the public's frustration with automated call centers.
The biggest surprise for us, I think, was over 20% of customers are still going away without their issue resolved.
And a lot of those callers wind up doing business with another company. Insurance, cell phone, and cable companies had some of the lowest ratings in the survey. Banks and catalog houses had some of the highest. Now it's eight more home runs, and Barry Bonds will pull even with Hank Aaron for the career record of 755. Bond slammed his 747th last night off Josh Towers of the Toronto Blue Jays. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down almost 7 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Nerlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
There's a little boutique I love to shop because they know what I'm all about. My style, my colors, what I really like. Being a Sherwin-Williams preferred customer is the same way. My Sherwin-Williams store keeps all my colors on file. They invite me to special sales, send me decorating tips. They even gave me 20% off my first purchase. Being a Sherwin-Williams preferred customer makes shopping for paint almost as much fun as shopping for clothes. Almost.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. A rescue of a hurt hiker continues in Jefferson County this morning near Highway 6 between Tunnel 1 and Tunnel 2. We do now know that the hiker has an ankle injury and they are working to get him down. State health officials are looking to identify people who had contact with a 19-year-old college student who died of tuberculosis. She died last week, but officials only confirmed that she died of TB yesterday. El Paso County Coroner's Office identified her as Kalpana Dongal. She was a student at Colorado State University in Pueblo, but had recently been living in Colorado Springs. State health officials say the TB she had was not the drug-resistant strain that Andrew Speaker has at National Jewish Hospital. A man hurt in a car crash involving Denver Nuggets guard J.R. Smith in New Jersey has died of his injuries. Smith's sport utility vehicle overturned last weekend after he drove through a stop sign and collided with another car. 21-year-old Andre Bell was sitting in the back seat of Smith's SUV. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. We do have a crash involving a semi off on the right shoulder, eastbound I-70 near Havana. Looks like that is causing traffic to stack up right in that area. Northbound 225, be heavier for you between 6th and Colfax. You'll find those southbound lanes filling in as well. And then again, as you hit the tech center, right around Yosemite. And other than that, we're in pretty good shape. Just keep in mind US 6 and Clear Creek Canyon remain shut down as they try to rescue that hiker. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cooler with scattered showers and a high of 75. Tonight, more clouds, more showers possible, low of 53. And currently, it's overcast and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new 07 Eclipse for just $16,988 with zero down and no payments for 6 months. Plus, they'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe. Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway in Littleton.
If you're in the market to buy a home, let me give you a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Hi, this is Ty Pennington. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the number one real estate site, Realtor.com. It's easy. Log onto the site with more properties, photos, and home tours than anywhere else. And find your ideal home. Start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
What sound or noise do you love?
The sounds my kids make when they come home from school.
What sound or noise do you hate?
George Bush's voice.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Heavy rain, high today, 75, but a 70% chance of rain. It's cloudy out right now. It was raining, and I guess it's kind of stopped, at least where we are. And it's good to have you along. Comments welcome at am760.net. There's some other things to talk about, but I'm really stuck on this. I want to talk about it a little bit. All right, let's look at the AP poll. Public approval of the job President Bush is doing now matches an all-time low. With the widespread discontent over how he is handling the war in Iraq, efforts against terrorism and domestic issues, an AP Ipsos poll, which was released last Thursday, had these results. Only 32% said they were satisfied with how Bush is handling his job. That's the same low point the measure hit last January. On issue after issue, approval of Bush's efforts matched previous lows, underscoring the challenges Republican presidential and congressional candidates will confront next year when they face the voters. 28% said they were satisfied with his handling in Iraq. 37% said they approved of his handling of the economy. Only 21% said they believe that things in the U.S. are heading in the right direction. Okay. Here's my question to you. Maybe you know, and I don't. Because I have tried and tried to figure this out. I have tried to figure out ways to reach people who hold these beliefs. You can't get through the door most of the time. Who are these 32% that say they are satisfied with how George W. Bush is handling his job? Who are these 32%? Who are the 21% that they believe that things in the U.S. are heading in the right direction? Who are the 37% that say they approve of his handling of the economy? Who are these folks? Does anybody have any idea? And how in the world do you... Maybe you can't. Maybe that's the whole thing. Maybe you just can't explain it to them. Maybe there is no way to explain it to them. Maybe all of us have this, where our minds are made up, we believe in what we believe, and there's no way to turn around and get any of us to change how we look at things. I know I've talked about this before. I know there might be 1,000 other issues we could do. Oh, like Paris Hilton. But I have to tell you, I just marvel at this. Okay, look, even if you're rich, even if you're fantastically wealthy, and people who are in the top 1 to 3%, well, top 1 to 5% polls show, have a tendency to favor the administration. Even if you're there, how can you think that a lot of what goes on here is okay? Or how about if you're in the middle of the economic pyramid or below middle in the economic pyramid or above middle in the economic pyramid? I mean, how can any American think that what's happening is okay? Who are these people who are answering these questions and are saying, yeah, he's doing a marvelous job? Is that just a public reaction? Somebody calls your house and says, I want to ask you these questions. Well, rather than come forward and say, listen, I don't agree with what's happening, and maybe admitting that you made a mistake in voting for this guy, what is the deal where you can't come forward and you can't say, well, I had the best intentions, but things are not going right. I don't agree with what's happening. What is it about that? And how about this? And I've seen this. People who are still driving around, and they've got W and O4 stickers on their car. Wouldn't you be embarrassed? Now, I know they think we're crazy. I know they think that we're the enemy. I know that they think that anybody who holds their hand up and questions anything is the enemy. They always use terms like treasonous behavior. This is one of their favorite terms for anything. It doesn't make any difference what it is. Rock, you can name it. This is what treasonous behavior. That's one of the things that they love to throw around. This treasonous behavior, anti-American, complaining and whining. There's another one. And here's the one that a lot of them use. This is the one that I get all the time. Okay? It doesn't make any difference. Both sides are wrong. It doesn't make any difference. Both sides lie. And I never know what to say to them about this other than to say, well, wait a minute. If that's true, Do you don't think that there's such a thing as accountability? Like, should we not hold somebody responsible? Okay, so Number one, do you disagree with the direction of the country? And if they answer yes, then you'd follow that by saying, all right, how about accountability then? Should we hold the people in power accountable for the misdirection of the country? You try that, and here's the answer you'll get. Nobody ever gets caught. Nothing ever happens anyway. What difference does it make? And those are the answers you get. Or you get manufactured facts. Like, here's one of my favorites. This happened on the air not too long ago. The Congress is controlled by liberal Democrats. That's what our problem is. This is why we're in the situation we're in. What? And then I'll say to them, well, give me some evidence of that. And it always boils down to the same thing. It always boils down to either it's all that way, or if you push them hard enough, it boils down to cracks about liberals and about Democrats. And Mary and I had two friends, and I say we had them because we haven't seen them in a long time. But one of them used to routinely make those comments to us without even realizing that she was doing it. Well, why don't you and your rich liberal friends? Well, wait a minute, though. We're not rich. Where do you get that idea? Because we're Democratic? Or you and your rich elitist friends? Well, we're not elitist. How are we elitist? Man, I don't get that. Now, is there something in our society? I know we all suffer from this. I do. I know I suffer from it. I'll look back on conversations I've had with callers, and I'll say, well, you know, that person was right and I was wrong. But we can never admit it when we're on the spot. We can never say, well, wait a minute, we're wrong. Okay, is that part of it? I really wish I had an answer to this. I really wish I did. Because, see, what I'd really like to do is I'd really like to try to get some common ground with people and be able to say, okay, we may not agree on how to get there, but we all want the same thing. Our motives are not inherently evil. And look, you voted for this guy. I mean, you can't you look at the picture clearly that things are not right? What does it take to get you to wake up? 303-713-7600. If you have an answer to this, man, I'm entertaining all comers this hour. 303-713-7600. And if you're one of that 27 or 28%, don't sit out there on your half moons and say not one word. Call and tell me exactly where you're coming from, because I'd really like to know. I have an inquisitive mind.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Attention dads, today's the day to drop a hint because someone special is looking to get you a gift and she doesn't know about the Father's Day sale at the men's store inside JCPenney. Fortunately, now you do. She'll find all the brands you love, Dockers, Levi's, Van Heusen, Izod, and Stafford, plus a great deal, 50% off sports shirts and shorts. So let her know that the men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to make your day. And have a happy Father's Day. JCPenney, every day matters.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Ghost Rider, Breach, Days of Glory, or The Bridge. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Shaking his head.
Fancy dog collars is not my specialty.
Oh, really?
Well, she did. And people always comment on them. But that's how much we love them. And there's no question. They are the best dogs in the world, and I think we all think that our dogs are the best in the world, and they don't live long enough. That's one of the things. So you want to really take care of them. And annual checkups with your veterinarian is a great way to keep your dog healthy, wealthy, and alive. When is your next appointment? Make the switch to Purina One like we did so long ago. And at your next veterinarian visit, ask for an evaluation on your dog in the following areas: skin, coat, energy level, eyes, teeth, breath, and gums. We love the healthy difference that our vet sees in our dogs, and he raves about it. So make the switch to Purina. You'll see it yourself. Now's the perfect time to try Purina One with your pet. Just call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today to take the Purina One challenge, and you'll get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Don't wait. Call today. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Do you find yourself troubled and confused?
Is she the right one for me?
Now you may know what the future has in store for you today.
Is this the right career choice?
For free live sample reading,
is he being true to me?
Call psychic Angelia Johnson.
What is my financial future hold?
Specializing in love, careers, health, and family issues. Find out what a gifted psychic can do for you. Call 1-800-948-3037.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Join AM760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2007 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park Sunday, June 24th for a live broadcast of AM760's Out Loud Radio Show. On Sunday, June 24th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and end at the Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information, log on to am760.net. Let Pride be your guide with AM760 Progressive Talk.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there. Maybe under here.
That was a Washington Correspondents' Dinner a couple of years ago. Isn't that sad that the correspondents, the invited guests, the high ploy of the chattering classes were laughing at that joke? Really? How about one of your sons or daughters got killed over there? Would you think that's funny? 23 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Heavy rain, high today, 75. 70% of this rain happening. Public opinion approval, 32% said they were satisfied with how Bush is doing his job. Who are these 32%? 21% said they believe things in the U.S. are heading in the right direction. Who are the 21%? I'm not trying to be ideological and bash this guy. I'm just trying to figure out what it is and who these folks are and what they're about. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hello, Paul.
Say, you know, Jay, it's sort of like it reminds me of my in-laws that are staunch Lutheran. There is no way that you could ever get them to change their religion or change that. And the fact that they're in the conservative branch of Lutheranism, they think that that's the religion. I mean, there's just certain people that no matter what you present to them or how you present it, they're never going to change their mind.
Yeah, but when you talk about religion, though, that's kind of an that's something that requires, because I talk about it a lot on there because I'm fascinated by it. That's something that requires faith, and it's not tangible. So, in other words, you can't really prove that. I mean, I don't think you can really prove that God doesn't exist or that any of that stuff. I mean, you just can't. It's very, very hard to prove that, but on the other hand, when it comes to this country and foreign policy and other things that are going on, there's all kinds of proof out there. I mean, well, look how long we've been in Iraq. Isn't that proof enough?
Yeah, there is lots of proof, Jay, but I think the other thing I was going to say, what it boils down to is the emotion of fear. There's 20 to 30% out there that fear has got such a hold of them that they really believe that if we leave Iraq, the terrorists are going to come here and blow us up. You know, there's just that certain percentage that fear is running their life, and they let it continue to run their life, and that's why they will continue to follow Bush and protect and think that Bush is protecting them from these horrible terrorists. They're going to come over here if we leave Iraq. You know.
So it's daddy, you got to protect us.
Well, yeah, they're just fearful. They're just, I mean, it comes down to being fearful.
I wonder if they're motivated by fear. I wonder if it's that, or is it pride?
Well, sometimes pride.
Or is it where they get their information? All right, Paul, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
All right, Jay, take care.
Thanks. Let's go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay, man, what do you think?
Well, the fear thing, I didn't think about that, but that's probably has something to do with it. But I would say most of these people, there's nothing you can do to change their mind. They're stubborn. They think everything everybody else's fault. You know, they think it's a welfare society that we're advocating, and you know, they don't want anybody to take any pennies out of their pocket to make this society a better place for everybody.
Let me interrupt you for a second and then let me run something quickly by you. You know the thing that really gets me about that, about all of that kind of thinking? The thing that gets me about that is, like, for instance, when you get on the topic of health insurance and health care with those folks, they always have this anti-government, screws up everything, government can't do it attitude. Yet, how many of them stop to think about how many times that private industry and private business has either let them down in a consumer mode or they've gotten screwed over at their place of employment?
Yeah, I mean, they don't even, you bring up the fact that what we've created here since 1981 is basically welfare for corporations. They don't even want to listen to that. They refuse to listen to that. Unions are the problem, you know. Well, the fact that you got a three-day weekend last weekend or 2 weekends ago is because of unions. They forget all about that stuff. Most of them have never been in the military. They have no clue on what it takes to sacrifice. They're just the boogeyman's coming to get us, and half of the boogeyman is the Democrats because you're advocating this welfare society. That's what I get from most of them. And you present them with the facts that, you know, we're living in a corporate welfare society, and they just refuse to believe it. You just can't get through to them. So I've quit trying to, you know, I have a lot of friends of Republicans, and my brother is a staunch Republican. He absolutely will not look at the facts. So what are you going to do? You know, I can't.
I don't know.
My brother's my brother. I can't throw him out the window.
You know? No, you can't. Well,
I can't ignore him either, like
no.
I can my friends. You know?
No, I'm not. So, I'm not saying you should.
It's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
It definitely ties you up in knots.
Yeah, you just got to keep pounding away at the facts. The truth will set you free. You know, and sooner or later, you know, the rest of the country is starting to figure it out. And I have some Republican friends. A guy I ride my bicycle with all the time. He told me today. He says, "You know what? We made a major mistake electing this guy twice." You know?
Well, some of them
works
do.
Works for a big drug company. He's a big executive for a big drug company, and you know. But don't bring up the fact that you know the drug companies are enjoying you know probably the largest lobbying effort in Apple Hill. Don't bring that up to him. He doesn't want to hear about that. You know. So,
well, you're right.
You can only go so far.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Don. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Take care.
All right. Have a good day. Let me go to Jim on C-470. Jim, you're on AM-760. Good morning. Jim, you there?
Yeah.
Well, cell phone collapse. Don't you hate when that happens? Not only to yourself, but also I hate it for the show. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. He was going to say that goes on both sides, that you have Scooter Libby versus Sandy Berger. And I have heard some of the right-wing pundits on television bring that up about Sandy Berger. What Sandy Berger did was wrong. There's no question about that. I don't know how anybody could come forward and say that what he did was right. On the other hand, I think the only difference or distinction you would make would be he took a paper from the National Archives, but Scooter Libby stopped Fitzgerald from finding out about who leaked the undercover name of a CIA agent who was involved in Iraq. Oh, he's back? Jim, does that cell phone work? Are you here?
Yeah, I'm between cell phones going out and getting clipped for big tolls on the 470.
Aren't tolls marvelous?
Well, I just went 4 miles and got another $8, so that was a little bit of a surprise.
Oh, jeez.
Anyways, you know, what I was saying is that you've got those ardent supporters on both sides that really amaze me. In my opinion, both Sandy Berger and Scooter Libby should be in joining jail cells, yet you have that 20-30%, whatever it might be, who will defend both of them till their dying breath. And it's beyond my imagination how that blind allegiance occurs, and I don't think it's necessarily out of fear, and I actually don't even think it's really the religious right on the right, because I think Bush has abandoned those folks, too. But, yeah, I mean, how you can't see how you've got two people, both parties, committing criminal acts, and then you'll have people who will defend them blindly is just beyond reproach.
Well, I don't understand it either, because, as I said, while you were gone in the phone zone, that what Berger did was he basically stole and broke the law. So, yeah, I mean, he ought to get into trouble. And Scooter Libby broke the law. And also you could make a case that what he did was not very patriotic and didn't really take the country's security and future into consideration when he did it. Yet they're screaming like crazy that he ought to get a pardon and all this. So, yeah, I agree. I mean, both guys should be in trouble. There's no question about that, and I can't figure that out. I don't know what the rationale behind that is. Do you?
I think it's just blind party allegiance. I mean, regardless of whether it's Bush or other, you're always going to have a certain segment who their whole job is to detract from the other party, and it's nothing to do with America. It's got to do with party politics, and that's one of our major issues. And I'll throw this in on the Scooter Libby case, not because it has anything to do with what he was convicted of, but I'm pretty sure it's been a few years and no one talks about it. That's why I haven't looked into it. I believe he was one of Mark Rich's attorneys at one point. And in my mind, how does someone who defends a Mark Rich and the Clinton partner of Mark Rich end up in a Bush administration defending Cheney? It just shows you how interwoven all these party politics are.
Well, because he's been the reason he ended up where he was. And I don't know if he worked on Mark Rich's case or not.
Pretty sure he did. I think he'll find.
But the reason is he ended up where he is because these two guys were and have been longtime friends. And you know, as well as everybody else knows, that 90% of that stuff, where you end up, that works on who you know.
And there's another term I can use, but I won't use it.
It will also explain why when everybody was calling for investigations of the Mark Rich part and why nothing happened there either. So I mean, it's just so ugly and interwoven that it's what puts people like myself out of the interest in politics.
Well, you're exactly, you know, that's kind of the thing that I was kind of talking about before. Do you not see a clear demarcation line between the two parties, or do you think there's no demarcation line at all?
Well, I think publicly there is, but when the first George Bush and Bill Clinton can share a bedroom across the country after the things both have said about one another's families, policies, and politics, something's not right. Their tsunami tour,
Well, haven't you ever turned around to somebody who you've said critical things about and you find something? I'm not defending Bill Clinton because he's not my favorite president, but can't you? And neither was his George Bush's father, but can't you find something along the way that you could like find common ground about? And you say, okay, well, listen, I mean that was then, and this is now.
Yeah, there's common ground, and then there's that camaraderie that you can't fake, and they seem to do a pretty good job of that. So.
All right, hey man, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Be careful out there. Don't pay any more tolls.
There you go. Bye bye.
Okay, just tell him Jay Marvin said no more tolls. I hate toll roads. I hate them. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Now, Jim has introduced the second part into this, okay? One, who are these 32% that back this guy all the way? I'm talking about the president and the people around him. And two, how many of you out there feel there's no demarcation line between the two parties? How many of you get that feeling? You feel like Jim. You're just put off by the whole total thing. I have to admit to you at times I am. I would love to come in here and do anything, but I get so frustrated. 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Raining again. Gina has traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Couple of highway problems slowing down your drive. Southbound 25 had a crash there right at 104th. So we're still seeing some backups at starting at about 136. So expect a struggle getting out of Thornton to North Glen. Southbound 225, stop and go now between Parker and I-25. And eastbound 70 between Colorado and Havana was still dragging from an earlier crash. Looks like that one involving a semi is out of the way. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy, cooler. We'll get some scattered showers, high of 75. Currently, it's overcast and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of...
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Up or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 800-900-0427. That's 800-900-0427. 800-900-0427.
Join David Foreman for the Health and Wellness Hour, right here every Saturday at 4. David is a registered pharmacist committed to the concept of natural health and healing for the four pillars of health: diet, exercise, mental health, and supplements. He provides credible, up-to-date information about wellness and the natural approach to health. You can meet with David as he appears live at the Vitamin Shop in Centennial on June 12th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Listen to the Health and Wellness Hour Saturday afternoons at 4, right here.
7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. A lot of cynicism about lawyers. And I understand that. I mean, you get cynicism about doctors, you get cynicism. Seems like in this country we have cynicism about everything. But let me tell you about two guys that you shouldn't have any cynicism about at all. Why? Because I know both of them, and they're both great guys. Matter of fact, John knows both of them, too. We're talking about Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They are personal injury lawyers, and if you want progressive trial lawyers, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson believe in and support AM 760. Plus, on top of that,
They've got years of personal injury experience. They fight corporations and insurance companies for real people every single day. And I'll tell you something. They don't file frivolous lawsuits. Here's the deal. What they do is they make sure that you don't get pushed around. You know, you're paying those premiums. And there's such a thing as no political orientation. There's such a thing as what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And these guys are trial lawyers. They're proud of it. And they are aggressive. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, they're progressive lawyers who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC, America's Got Guts, America's Got Pride, America's Got Talent.
Yes.
Last summer's biggest hit returns, and David Hasselhoff is back.
You got talent, brother.
As people compete in the biggest talent competition on earth, performances will have you laughing, cheering, and some, well, you'll have to see for yourself.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Who will become a star? All new America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
It didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something when we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased, and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shuttle. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Why is he at large? Because we hadn't got him yet, Jim. That's why. And he's hiding. And we're looking. And we will continue to look until we bring him to justice. We brought a lot of his buddies to justice, but not him. That's why he's still at large. He's not out there traipsing around. He's not leading many parades, however. He's not out feeding the hungry.
Well, neither are you. 7:40, 40 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Heavy rain, high today, 75, and I get so tired of his excuses about Bin Laden. All right, I'm asking this question. Who are the 38% who approve of this guy's, and I'm talking about the president's handling. I'm sorry, it's 32% of Iraq and the handling of Iraq. 21% said they believe the country's on the right path. Who are these folks? And how do you even talk to them? 303-713-7600. I'm not talking about being friends with them. I have a lot of friends that are Republicans and are conservative, but I'm just talking about talking to them on this subject. It seems like there's no way to reach them. And also, how many of you don't see a clear demarcation line between the two parties? Because I know there are a lot of people out there. I mean, I get this. I don't know how much of the American public feels at large. I can't speak for that, but I know I get a lot of these kind of emails about it. Well, they're in collusion, these two parties. I mean, how many of you believe that, or how many believe that there's an honest-to-goodness choice? Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good today. How you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in. I wish, I got to stop complaining. I was going to say, I wish there wasn't any rain.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess we need it around here. It's good for something.
Yeah, you're right.
It's pain to drive in, but we need it.
So what do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I'm a pretty staunch conservative Republican, and I'm always fascinated to listen to programs like yours because, I think at the end of it, Democrats and Republicans, obviously we both view each other as kind of the enemy in the last, particularly 6, 7.5 years.
I don't see Republicans or conservatives or any, I don't see them as being the enemies. I just see them as being Americans and people who just have a different point of view and think that, you know, we should get there via a different route.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we see things completely differently in terms of how do we execute, how to run this country the best. I think that, you know, one thing that it strikes me, I listened to this one guy talking about how Republicans are like religious types that you can't convince them differently. It's interesting because I think a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans view Democrats, liberals, progressives in the same fashion. How do we reach these people? I think we're all looking at the same thing from a completely different angle. And I think we've lost some trust in each other in the sense of, hey, I don't think he's seeing it correctly. Well, it's not necessarily we're not seeing it correctly. I think we're seeing it at a different angle. For example, I'm an airline pilot, and I see the effect of terrorism on a daily basis at work. And I read the reports within the industry of seeing the current attempts at breaking through security and things like that. I don't think your average American, Republican, Democrat, or otherwise sees that sort of thing on a daily basis. I think maybe a sense of, well, it's not here, we don't have to worry about it, let's pull out of Iraq. I can understand how if you're not exposed to the actual current attempts on a daily basis, you tend to forget that, hey, this thing is currently going on. And
well, I don't think it's necessarily true. I think people realize that there is a problem. I think people realize that there are people out there who are intent on doing bad things, and they're not only outside our borders, but there could be and very well maybe people who are inside our borders who think the same thing. I think that people haven't forgotten. I don't think that they think that we're not at risk, but you said something very, very key, which is where I think a lot of people would dispute what you're saying, and that is that you linked Iraq into it, which is what the administration has been doing since day one, is conflating the two together. And there are a lot of us who believe that one doesn't have anything to do with the other, because if one has something to do with the other, first of all, there's not justifiable proof that that was ever true. If it's true now, then that's tantamount to coming forward and saying, okay, given the way things are, with the dangers that we know we have, we are incapable of protecting ourselves. But yet, we hear just exactly the opposite. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do hear what you're saying. I think it's a matter of perspective. It's interesting that people clearly on the Democratic side, the liberal, progressive, all of those areas, I think they see clearly that, hey, there are terrorists and bad guys. That I don't disagree with you. Yeah, I think that people on the left have always said, hey, it's always been about Afghanistan, and they don't have a problem with the war that went on there. And they think that the war in Iraq has nothing to do with the war on terror. And I find that interesting. In World War II in Pearl Harbor, when the Japanese Imperial Navy attacked Pearl Harbor, we didn't go after just those carriers and those airplanes and those pilots. We went after the entire Imperial Japan.
Yeah.
And in a larger sense, I think that's what and most Republicans who support the war in Iraq, in the sense that, hey, this is a larger war on terror.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but the difference would be that prior to what happened on 9/11, and when we did go to Afghanistan to get bin Laden and Mullah Omar, and we did not do it,
right,
we failed, there was nothing going on in Iraq. There was nothing happening there. There was no Al-Qaeda there. There was no Saddam Hussein was not involved in any of that. And I would urge you to go and to read that very, very carefully, because Saddam Hussein was not religious, except towards the end when he was going to be hung, and a lot of people, a lot of people cram for finals, if you know what I mean. But he was extremely secular and didn't like those folks and didn't trust them. And most of the stuff that was put out into the public about links between the two turned out to be wrong information and phony. Yet it kept getting repeated and repeated and repeated to the point where there was a sizable amount of Americans, when they were polled, they believed that the hijackers were Iraqis. The thing is, the better analogy would be that it would be we were attacked by Japan and we went after the better analogy would be we were attacked by Japan, but instead of bombing Japan, we went and turned around and bombed Korea. You're at the wrong place at the wrong time, and now we've got trouble in Afghanistan again.
Yeah, it's obviously a very complex issue, and I think this is why it's been fraught with different perceptions of what Iraq has been in the war on terror. If you ask your average, you know, Republican that's fairly decently informed, so sure there were flaws in intelligence, but, you know, this was flaws in intelligence that went back prior administrations. And I'm not trying to say, oh, it was Clinton's fault or anything like that.
You know what, though? You know what, though? All right. Well, I got to get the traffic. But I would say that, unless you want to hang on, I mean, I got to get the traffic. So I don't mean to cut you off. And I know what you're saying about the intelligence. You know, the only way I can answer that is if you read what Michael Schreuer has said, if you read what Tyler Drumheller has said. If you read the 9/11 report, the 9/11 Commission, you'll see, and if you read and you look at what's gone on, you'll see that the intelligence was coerced and manipulated.
Well, you know, listen, I don't mind hanging out. If you want to do the traffic, I'll hang out and we can talk
about
that.
All right, hang on. We'll come back. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We've got the usual traffic stack across the metro area, including our eastbound arteries, which are pretty well jammed up now. 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, Sheridan toward I-25, and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. Watch out for those stop-and-go conditions. Southbound 225 through the DTC, just before Parker's, where those kick in, they stick with you down to I-25. Still had some crash cleanup. Southbound I-25 near 104, that's off on the right shoulder, but we've got those rolling backups back to 136th Avenue. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures, scattered showers throughout the day and into tonight, high of 75. Currently, it's mostly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Pedal past the gas pump on Bike to Work Day, Wednesday, June 27th. To register for this free event, call 303.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Ghost Rider, Breach, Days of Glory, or The Bridge. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics.
There's flaxseed oil.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured. The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
That. Well, naturally you'd say, to sell cars, Jay. Well, it's more than that. It's that they know if they treat you right, you'll tell five other people. And that's what repeat business is the best way to stay in business and also to be successful at it. And Rockies works overtime to make that happen. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet and look at the inventory for yourself. RockiesAutos.com or get out there. And if you come close to 9, they'll stay in. Things will be fine. They're great folks. Mary and I have had a wonderful relationship with them over the years and have bought many cars there. And I have never heard anybody really say anything bad about Rockies, because Rockies works very, very hard to make sure that you're happy. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federalist, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Now through June 17th, pick one, two, or all three Comcast services and save. Comcast Digital Cable, Comcast High-Speed Internet, Comcast Digital Voice. Our sale is your choice. Call 1-800-COMCAST now and choose Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, interactive program guide, and parental locks for just $24.99 per month for 6 months. Or connect to blazing fast Comcast High-Speed Internet with download speeds up to 6 megabytes per second. And McAfee Security Suite included. Just $24.99 per month for 6 months. Or get Comcast Digital Voice.
How you doing?
With unlimited local and long distance calling. Just $24.99 per month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three services and save. Don't wait. Sale ends June 17th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Comcast, may I help you?
Our sale, your choice. That's Comcasting. Some services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can save 20 to 40% on ink at Staples. Just join Staples Rewards. Restock with multi-packs and recycle your empty ink in store. Stop in today and save big. HP fax cartridges not included.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, we're talking about who the folks are who support the administration, and the 21% that think that the U.S. is headed in the right direction, and the 32% who think we're in the right direction on Iraq. 7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you, and I'm in the middle of talking to Jeff in Denver. Okay, Jeff, I was talking about the intelligence. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think we could probably go tit for tat on the intelligence and reports. For example, one thing that was lost is, I think people say WMD and they forget what that means. It means biological and chemical weapons, and they say, oh, there were no WMDs, which isn't true. The reports came from the U.S. Army actually during the war, and I actually saw this on CNN and a couple of the other cable news channels at the time, that they had been testing the water downstream from the Euphrates and the Tigris as they were progressing north towards Baghdad, and found ricin in the been poured it upstream in the water, and the Army had to filter it out, obviously, in order to use it. Artillery shells tipped with ricin were found when we did get into Baghdad, we meaning the U.S. So there were plenty of biological and chemical weapons, and if you understand how the nature of these weapons, you can't just make them and store them somewhere and then use them at the time. You have to construct these weapons right before you use them. They have an expiration date. So, therefore, there was a biological chemical weapon system in place under Saddam Hussein.
Well, okay, but you're leaving out a couple of key things, which I think should be disclosed here about that. Number one, Condoleezza Rice and others in the administration were talking in terms of mushroom clouds. That's not chemical or biological.
Okay.
All right. And okay. That's one. And then two. Those shells and things were found. Most of them had expired. We knew that they were there because we were in fact the ones who sold a lot of that to him to use against the Iranians. And three. He was not. And this is the most important thing. He was not, and he never had been, and he would have no capability of being, a direct threat to us on the mainland because, or here in North America, because he had no viable delivery system. Yet they made it out to be, and so did Tony Blair, as if he's going to have some bomb on top of us in 10 minutes. And that the intelligence on that doesn't bear that out, and all you have to do is go look, and what's ended up happening now is the reason that so many people in the CIA are disgruntled is because they tried to warn the administration over and over again that what they were saying wasn't true. They ignored them, and then when it backfired, they dumped it all on them. And I'm not a fan of the CIA's, but I'm just telling you that you talk to people that are in there, and this is exactly what they're going to tell you, because we've had ex-CIA agents, including Michael Schroyer on here, who spent 20 years hunting Bin Laden. All right, Jeff, I got to run. I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to get the news.
All right.
Thanks. Call me again.
All right, will do.
All right, have a good day. All right, what about Wayne? Does Wayne still want to talk? Wayne, if you want to hang on, man, I'll take your call after the top of the hour. That's fine, too.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at relaxtheback.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Liver problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones, and the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Jim Crisul in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a day of reckoning for Mike Nifong, the prosecutor in the Duke lacrosse rape case. At this hour, he goes before a state bar association panel to defend himself against ethics charges so serious he could lose his law license here in North Carolina. Nifong arrived moments ago with his wife and children, saying he's ready to face justice. Nifong is accused of lying to a judge, making prejudicial statements about the 3 former Duke lacrosse players falsely accused of rape, and withholding the key DNA evidence that eventually cleared them. I'm Jim Crisul in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
The special prosecutor in the CIA leak investigation wants former vice presidential aide Louis Libby to go to prison right away. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The prosecutor believes it's time for Louis Scooter Libby to face the music that the former top aide to Vice President Cheney should start his 2.5-year prison sentence. Federal Judge Reggie Walton has already indicated he sees no reason to grant Libby's request for a delay. If the judge denies Libby's effort to remain free, defense attorneys will appeal. Any delay would give the president more time to consider pardoning Libby.
Libby was convicted of perjury and obstruction of justice. Immigration reform will be on the agenda when President Bush has lunch with Republican senators about 3 hours from now. Press Secretary Tony Snow says the president hopes to rally support for the reform bill that was given up for dead last week, in part because conservatives said it didn't do enough to secure the country's borders.
Some people who are not going to be persuaded because they disagree with it. But there are also a lot of people right now who are saying, well, who's right here?
In Laredo, Texas, 3 National Guard soldiers who were sent to help shore up the border with Mexico are accused of doing exactly the opposite.
Currently, all 3 are charged with conspiring to transport 24 illegal aliens.
U.S. Attorney Don DeGabriel. Investigators in Pittsburgh are looking for the babysitter who was supposed to be watching 5 children killed in an early morning house fire. Fire Chief Mike Huss says the youngsters were between 2 and 7 years old.
We take this very hard. It's hard on our firefighters, too. So it's a very sad day for the city.
A new study finds that men who served in the military are twice as likely to commit suicide as those who didn't. The study looked at veterans from World War I through the Gulf War. Steve Robinson with Veterans for America says the problem could be worse for troops serving in 2 current conflicts.
We have ominous signs ahead for the Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans, whose war is much more urban in nature, longer duration, all of the factors which would probably increase potential suicide.
A trial begins today over a $54 million pair of pants. That's what a Washington judge wants a dry cleaner to pay for allegedly losing his trousers. Roy Pearson says custom cleaners had signs reading satisfaction guaranteed. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 39 points, NASDAQ's down 11. This is CBS News.
Gentlemen, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. A tricky rescue underway in Jefferson County this morning. An injured hiker stuck on a steep hill between tunnels 1 and 2 in Clear Creek Canyon off Highway 6. For and against, students are expected to speak at the Boulder Valley School Board meeting tonight about a controversial panel presentation 2 months ago. The panel essentially told kids that they should experiment with sex and drugs as long as they do it responsibly. Tonight, students will talk.
There are several students at Boulder High who are signing up to speak in favor of the school. They feel the school's been unfairly attacked. And there's also going to be some people who have spoken before in opposition to the panel.
Briggs Gamblin with Boulder Public Schools tells AM 760 Progressive Talk the superintendent has pointed out that the panel used extreme language and violated some district policies. State health officials are looking to identify people who had contact with a 19-year-old college student who died of tuberculosis. She died last week, but officials only confirmed that she died of TB yesterday. Kalpana Dungal was a student at Colorado State University in Pueblo. She had recently been living in Colorado Springs. Health officials say if she was contagious, any risk of exposure probably occurred in February or later. She did not, apparently, according to health officials, she did not have drug-resistant strain of TB. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. Well, we're wreck-free around the metro area, but traffic's still jammed southbound 25 from 136 down to 84th. You're going to be struggling as well. Southbound lanes of 225 heading through the tech center, Parker towards your I-25 merge. And we've had a couple of stalls that have slowed down traffic south on I-25 near Bellevue, also in the DTC. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cooler with scattered showers. Expect a high of 75 today. More of the same tonight, and currently it's overcast and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer's here and it's heating up. This is the best time of year to apply Revive to your lawn. Get rid of those dry brown spots. Revive gets the nutrients deep down to the roots where it counts to keep your lawn green. Save water and money. Use Revive. It works.
Okay, I admit it. She's my girlfriend and I love her.
Ed Schultz.
Senator Hillary Clinton from New York on the Ed Schultz Show.
Why are you telling everybody? I thought it was our secret.
Secret lover.
I can't hold it back anymore.
The tabloids are going to haunt you.
The Ed Schultz Show.
No, I want them to. I want them. I'm proud to be your friend.
Weekday afternoons, 1 to 4.
You are my girlfriend. My wife says yes, you are.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're in the market to buy a home, let me give you a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Hi, this is Ty Pennington. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the number one real estate site, Realtor.com. It's easy. Log on to the site with more properties, photos, and home tours than anywhere else. And find your ideal home. Start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right. 8:07, it's after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Heavy rain, high today 75. We were talking about who the 28% were. I've got one more caller, Wayne in Aurora, who says that he likes George W. Bush. He's been hanging on for an awful long time. So before I get into other stuff, I think we owe him his due, and I think that we should hear what he has to say. And you're free to react to whatever he has to say at 303-713-7600. Hey, Wayne, thanks for your patience, man, and you're on. Take it away.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jay. I hope you're having a good morning so far.
Yeah, man, it's okay. I would like to see a little bit more sunshine, but then again, I always gripe about lack of sun.
Yeah, I do, too. Say, look, first of all, you put on a last hour, you put a pretty good list together of what conservatives call liberals. And let me just say that that's kind of a thing that tries to disarm debate by impugning comments that conservatives make about liberals. That's kind of a two-way street. That's like somebody using the term racist to disarm a debate. So now here's why I support the president, and I really support him. If he was on the ticket again, I would vote for him again. Now here's some of the reasons why. We have an economy that's better than at any time in our history. Unemployment is near or below 5%, which, as you know, is considered full employment in this country. There's more money that's gone into the U.S. Treasury than ever before in history, and that's due in large part to the tax cuts, and it will always bring in more tax revenue. I like the fact that he's nominated two good conservative Supreme Court justices. Our stock market has been at an all-time high under this president. And the thing I like the best about him, now, certainly I can give you some things that I'm not too pleased about, but he's a man of conviction. Whether you like it or not, he doesn't really bow down to polls in terms of things like embryonic stem cell, abortion, climate change. I like that about him. Now, a couple of things that I probably am not too pleased about. I didn't like the fact that he co-authored a education bill with Senator Kennedy. This immigration bill with amnesty, totally political, and I'm not for that at all. So President Bush is not as fiscally conservative as I'd like to see him, but he's socially conservative, and he sticks to his guns. And I think he's a leader. Now, has he made some mistakes along the way? Oh, sure. I mean, who hasn't? Which president hasn't? I can go on a tirade about Bill Clinton or Jimmy Carter, my God. But overall, and in large part, I'm proud of this particular president.
All right, well, obviously, obviously we don't agree, but let me start with the first part of it.
Sure.
Now, you've come on an admittedly liberal or progressive talk station, which I feel bad nowadays that these viewpoints are so segregated, because we don't get to hear much of what folks with your views are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't characterized you. I haven't called you any names. I haven't said anything derogatory about you. I mean, I'm more than willing to discuss any of the points that you brought up, but I haven't, you know, yelled you're a fascist. I haven't, you know, done any of those kind of things. Why is it that folks, why is it that you guys cannot accept the fact that this is a country that does better and it thrives better when there are varying opinions, not just one monolithic thought? And because somebody doesn't agree with you, or they happen to think that you're wrong, or that they happen to disagree with the president or the vice president, why would you think that it would be okay to use derogatory terms and to view people who feel that way, myself included, as being the enemy? Why is it we have to get down to a situation where Americans look at each other as being the enemy? I mean, I don't see you as being the enemy. I don't agree with you, but I don't see you as being the enemy.
Right, and I don't see you in particular as being the enemy either. Here's.
But you have to admit that stuff goes on.
Oh, goodness, yes, it does.
All right, is it right or is it wrong?
Well, it's wrong, but let me tell you why. I mean, it's a very simple explanation to it, because there's this whole middle, and then there's extremes on either side. The thing that I think is polarized the two parties, conservatives, liberals, Democrats, Republicans, are the extremes. And I don't necessarily agree with your premise that we people, you know, the conservatives, always think that you're the enemy and that we have to have one monolithic dialogue. I think what makes this country great is the fact that there's dissent and yada yada yada, all the differing opinions, because so many different people come to this country to become American. So having said that, what has bothered me, and I could speak for myself, is during this time of war, it's okay to disagree with the president and his policies and so forth and so on. But the thing that I believe has been extreme to me is there's been an unprecedented attack on the sitting president by the opposition party while executing the war.
No, that's not true.
That hasn't happened since Lincoln.
Oh, no. You're wrong about that. That's historically not true. Go back and look at Truman during the Korean War. Go back and look at Lyndon Johnson during the Vietnam War. Go back and look at what was being said about Roosevelt in World War II. No, you're historically wrong about that. And I judge you to be about the same age that I am, or maybe you're younger. How can I ask how old you are?
Sure, 50.
All right, then you're only 4 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you had to be alive and had to be aware of what was going on in, say, 1966,
sure.
67.
Sure. But if you recall...
I mean, he was getting it from both sides.
Well, you're right, but if you recall, who were the people marching in the streets? It wasn't conservatives and Republicans. It was liberals and Democrats.
No, but you know what? Not all Democrats and not all liberals were, and on top of that, it was mostly kids.
Yeah, mostly kids.
And on top of that, Lyndon Johnson was getting it not only from the Democrats, but he was also getting it from the Republicans as well. So that's not true about unprecedented attacks, and even if there were unprecedented attacks, okay, even if that was going on, all right, I've been in your media, and when I say your media, I'm talking about I have worked, because of the nature of the beast, by and large, for 18 years, where I was the only liberal and one of the few on the station. I know what goes on over there. I know what goes on the other stations in town. I hear it every single day. I know what happens. Let me tell you something else, my friend. Those attitudes permeate in the building a lot of the time. John and I have to put up with them on a daily basis. Now
you
let me finish.
Okay.
Here's what angers me, okay? Here's what angers me. I'll sit down with any of those people, okay? And I'll compare the taxes I pay, the money I give, not only to political organizations, but also charities, the amount of votes I've missed, which have been none, all of those things, with any of those folks. Doesn't that make me a good American?
Well, sure it does. Do they impugn you for it?
Well, no. It's like I don't sit there and wear it on my sleeve, but we hear things. I'll give you a good example of how we hear things. John and I, was this a year or 2 years ago? Was it a year ago we were at that dinner? Yeah, it was a year ago. A year and a half ago, we were at a dinner. They had a thing where you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
Conservative talk show host turns to us and says, "You don't believe in that kind of stuff on your station, do you?" Now, I don't have strong enough words to characterize what I really wanted to say.
Sure.
Your politicians do the same thing, too. Dick Cheney does it on a regular basis. Okay, where was Mr. Cheney when Vietnam was going on? He wasn't in the service. How'd he get out? What makes him a better American than me? Or than Carl Levin?
Well, and nothing does.
Well, then why does he do that?
Why does he do what? Impugn?
Yes. Why does he do that? Why do people who are involved in the Republican Party make cracks about enabling Al-Qaeda, about challenging people's patriotism?
But see, that speaks to my point exactly, though.
No, but why do they do it?
They do it because they're rallying the troops, because there's an ideological difference that is at the extreme, not even at the extremes. I mean, it's, like I said before, it's getting polarized. So there's an ideological difference, and there's a battle for the soul of America.
What does it do to the public in general to have that kind of gross polarization? Because what you're saying to me is like me saying to you, well, I broke into the Loaf and Jug,
mm-hmm.
and I stole food. Well, why did you do that? Because I was in a battle for my survival, and I was hungry, and so was my family. Well, but you know what? It's not right. It doesn't morally justify it. The ends do not justify the means.
Right.
Turning around categorizing people like that.
I'm not saying
we don't do it, but when people do it, I try to call them out on it. I think people should stop doing it. Let's just have a debate about ideas.
Well, I agree with that, but you would admit that it happens not only on both sides, but it happens on both sides by people who have a microphone in front of them. I mean, you know, you and I could throw out the conservatives, I can throw out the Democrats or the liberals who speak that kind of vitriol to and name calling, trying to make a broad brush statement about a whole swath of Americans that when in fact you're talking about individuals. You know, you could talk about who's the fellow on Fox? I just forgot his name.
Bill O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. You could talk about O'Reilly. I could talk about Randy Rhodes. And it's like, my gosh, you couldn't get more diametrically opposed. And both of them do exactly what you're talking about. But those are the extremes, and those are people in front of microphones.
But you know what? You point out Randy Rhodes, but I'll point out Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. Bill O'Reilly, there's one on every corner. Neil Bortz, these incredible statements on the air that are not supported by any kind of concrete facts because I'll tell you, and I said this earlier, Wayne, this is the favorite statement that's used.
Mm-hmm.
That borders on quote unquote treasonous behavior, or that is quote unquote treasonous behavior. What are we doing here? Are we like the are we confronting the British?
Well,
who used to make those comments about our founding fathers?
Sure, but there's a fundamental question here, Jay. That's an honest question. At what point does something become treasonous? I mean, at what point is something treasonous to Jay Marvin? That's the question. And to answer your question, treasonous behavior from a conservative standpoint. There's a line drawn in the sand.
Well, you know what,
and
though?
People can use it.
Yeah, but the problem with that is the line in the sand ought to be drawn by the proper officials, and then you ought to be charged with it, and then you ought to have to prove it. You don't draw the line by people who are just on the air in front of an open microphone or people who harbor those kind of talking point thoughts and run around and scream about it how other people are treasonous. I mean, have we never learned anything in this country from Joe McCarthy and what happened to him? I mean, that's a ridiculous. You can't make those kinds of statements because that's like running around claiming that somebody's a murderer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly. It's a very serious charge.
Well, if you can prove it, fine. But I don't think you can prove it. Under the Constitution of the United States, I don't think you can make that stuff stand because we have a First Amendment here and we have a right to totally and completely disagree. And, Wayne, let me finish it by saying to you that that's the stuff that I really find distasteful, and I think the majority of Americans, I don't have any way to prove this, but I really believe it, I think the majority of Americans are sick and tired of it.
Probably agree.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. Call me anytime.
Thanks, man.
All right. Anybody want to comment on any of that?
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models. Foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote by print instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
An average of $400 a month, and with credit card minimum payments doubling at the same time, the mortgage store understands the stress this can cause and how difficult it can be for you and your family. But don't worry, the mortgage store can help make life fun again, even with less than perfect credit. Get the results you deserve from a company that's proven that you can trust them over and over again. Take advantage of the low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate, 5.75 APR, and get the security of one new low payment. You'll save money every month. Make the right call. We're positive you'll be happy you did. The mortgage store guarantees it. Call now. Take advantage of this low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate. Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC, America's Got Guts, America's Got Pride, America's Got Talent.
Yes.
Last summer's biggest hit returns, and David Hasselhoff is back.
You got talent, brother.
As people compete in the biggest talent competition on earth, performances will have you laughing, cheering, and some, well, you'll have to see for yourself.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Who will become a star? All new America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
It didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something when we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
President Bush on his way to Capitol Hill pushing his immigration legislation. We'll give you the latest from the Hill. And the Senate's going to be taking up a bill to cut gasoline demand in America. We've got a few suggestions there. We'll get congressional reaction. CNN's Ed Henry, White House correspondent, will join us from Capitol Hill. And also, we'll take your calls in the latest news Tuesday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, some zap. Yes. 8:26, 26 minutes after 8. They're calling for heavy rain today and a high of 75. You can blame all that on me. We had my car washed yesterday, so now we have to pay for it. I promise never to wash my car again. 303-713-7600. We're carrying this over into the second hour. If you want to react to what Wayne had to say. In Aurora, you can go ahead. The thing that frustrates me about all of this stuff, and it makes it hard to come in here every single day and do this too, is that there's all this fighting, and we just can't get any kind of common ground going on here. And I wonder if there is anybody out there who is an uncommitted independent voter or somebody who's listening, and you know what, you don't vote. And the reason you don't is because you don't think it makes any difference, and you're tired of all of this. Let's go to Jeff in Westminster. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going this morning?
Oh, it's going okay, man. How about you?
Good. I don't even know really where to start, but without, you know, name-calling or anything, it seems like there's an alternative set of facts out there. You know, the economy's doing well, but record amount of foreclosures. You know, everybody got a tax break, but we've got a record deficit. So obviously they're giving us money that we didn't have. I mean, it's crazy. I had someone yesterday tell me that they were listening to you, but the way they started off was, yeah, I'm listening to the enemy. And I started laughing. I said, who's the enemy? He said, oh, Jay Marvin. I was like, what? Well, you know, what makes him the enemy? And they couldn't really answer me.
Maybe they don't like me, or they just disagree with me, or think that I'm out to lunch.
Right, so then you're the enemy, of course. It's like, gosh, well, what is going on? Now, if you're an American and you disagree, then you're the enemy. But the facts are just getting thrown around. I mean, you know, people like that, I want to ask them what they're smoking. It's like, who's the economy so good for? Yeah, the economy is good because we're spending $2 billion a week on a war.
Well, when you use unemployment levels, though, and had I gone into all of that with Wayne, I would have said this to him. When you use unemployment levels, though, you got to be careful because there are a lot of people in this country who can only go for a certain amount of time, and then they fall off, and they don't bother to register.
And then they're not counted. Yeah.
Or they're not counted. And I don't know, I don't know of anybody out there in the average everyday world who thinks that things are good. Maybe they are for some people, but the majority of people I run into, and I don't run into everybody, but a lot of the people I run into don't have that same answer. They, you know, they say things are slow.
Yeah, well, I'm in the retail sales business, and I'll tell you, things are not happy.
Right.
Things are not as happy as they could be. You know, without saying they're just downright ugly, they're not happy. People aren't spending a bunch of money. Drive around the city and look at the vacant spaces, retail businesses that have gone out of business, and tell me that the economy's thriving. I don't understand that. Yeah, there's people that are doing well. It's very spotty. There are people that are doing well, but there's some people that are just downright just leaving their homes. They're 2-3 months behind on their house payments. And they're just walking away from it, and that's a beautiful, great economy, isn't it? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't add up to me. But I wanted to see, you know, what are the reasons? I wanted to see where Wayne was coming from, and then also I think he has a right to speak out. And then the other thing is I wanted to get across this idea that, you know, over the top behavior is not going to get anything done except just drive people away.
No, that's where we're at. It's like, oh, yeah, he's a man of conviction. You know, he's never changed his mind on anything, but that doesn't mean that we're not going down the road to hell.
Well, repeating the same behavior over and over again with negative results, and I didn't ask him about Iraq. I mean, repeating the same behavior over and over again, too, I mean, that's questionable behavior. Jeff, thank you, man.
Have a good morning, Jay.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Christopher in Bertha. Christopher, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, I want to, you know, quote a Republican on this one, which is that George Herbert Walker Bush stated that outing a CIA agent is tantamount to treason. And this is a gentleman who was at, you know, one point in charge of the FBI or the CIA, one of those two. And in this case, the father is not the son. But I don't know if it was Scooter Libby, if it was Dick Cheney, if it was Bush himself, but somebody in that administration outed a CIA agent, and on top of that, the brass plate organization that had been built up by the CIA to give her official cover when she was out was also outed by the same journalist. The journalist should be in jail, and whoever and everybody that has been involved in that should be in jail. You know, it's clearly stated throughout our Constitution and our belief system what is treason, and you know, Sandy Berger taking something from the archives where they have copies of it is one thing, but actually making us less secure by getting rid of our eyes and ears in Iraq and in the Middle East in general, that is a crime.
So, well, the reason, you know this, I don't have to tell you, but the reason that most of that never happened is because Scooter Libby perjured himself in front of a jury and also obstructed justice. So the feds felt that they couldn't get to the bottom of it, so they were stymied and they were stuck. Now, how Robert Novak escaped out from all of that, I have no idea. I guess I don't have a deep enough understanding of the law. I also don't know how Karl Rove skated on that either.
Well, you know, just looking at what Patrick Fitzgerald has released on the indictment and the various other pieces of it, that it states within there that when Scooter Libby walked in the door, that the reason he was the one who was pursued for the lying case is because in the public record, discussed in Congress, discussed in the press, all the things that they were asking him about had already been proven as fact through various sources. And then he walks in there and stares them in the eye and blatantly says, no. That's all a lie. I'm the only person of these several dozen people telling the truth. And you know, I understand the investigation has stopped and been pushed back, but there's a point to where, you know, you do have to call people like Dick Cheney in front of the courts. You do have to call Karl Rove in front of the courts.
I don't get how this stuff's not happening.
Yeah, they went after Bill Clinton for, you know, an affair. And, okay, fine. An affair, that is something that really genuinely him and his wife and his family need
well,
to trust with
yeah, each other. Except he didn't tell the truth about it.
But, you know,
and he was under oath.
But if you're under oath, if you've lied in front of the court, that's perjury. Perjury is, you know, it's paramount in most cases to being in a situation that's, you know, a traffic ticket. It's finable. But when you start dealing with high crimes and misdemeanors, which is specifically what impeachment and specifically what these things are designed for, you know, the same group of guys under Reagan and the first Bush administration ran an illegal war in Nicaragua that, you know, what's his name, Ollie North was actually at one point in time indicted and found guilty of felonies, but he was pardoned by the first one by saying you can't use his testimony because that's secret.
Right.
You know, the only way to keep one this type, you know, I have no problems with Republicans. I just wish we'd actually have a real Republican at this point in time. You talk about bumper stickers regularly. One of the things that I saw that I thought was great is I never thought I'd say this, but where's Richard Nixon?
You know, I never thought I would miss Nixon. That was another one I saw the other day.
Yeah, well, Nixon is actually a better Republican than this person, and we know Nixon was corrupt.
Yeah.
But at least Nixon was not willing to lie to the extent at which these people are, that he was a conservative. He, you know, that they say that they're socially conservative. Socially conservative isn't invading people's bedrooms, isn't trying to split up families by throwing parents back across the border. It's not half the stuff these people are pulling.
Well, they always talk about less government, but then it seems like a lot of times what they really want is more government. Christopher, I gotta run because I got to get traffic, but thanks, man. Good call.
Thanks, sir.
All right. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the difference between Republicans and Democrats. And I still would like to talk to somebody who's independent out there who has no and finds themselves, by and large, turned off by the political process because there's too much bickering going on. And there's a lot of name-calling. And I don't know. I like calling somebody a name as much as anybody else. Your brain stem. But that's not really the way to settle anything, is it? 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, highway's still pretty heavily traveled around the metro area as we get out of the rush hour, but our most difficult stretch still southbound I-25 from 136th to 84th, but that earlier crash is gone. Slow-moving traffic continues on I-25 through the tech center, definitely along I-70 in both directions. We have a new crash. It's down south. It's from affecting your commute through Douglas County. Watch out for it on northbound I-25 just south of Castle Pines Parkway. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy conditions, cooler, scattered showers throughout the day and into the evening. A high of 75 expected. Currently, it's cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call Get the Good Stuff.
Hi, Michael Waltrip here. You don't have to drive a 500-mile race to know the importance of getting the most out of a tank of gas. Let Nappin help make your fuel go further with 3M Complete Fuel System Cleaner for just $8.49 a bottle. It not only keeps your car running smooth, it also restores power and fuel efficiency. The pros have trusted 3M car care products for years, and you can too.
Nappa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Ghost Rider, Breach, Days of Glory, or The Bridge. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Attention dads, today's the day to drop a hint because someone special is looking to get you a gift and she doesn't know about the Father's Day sale at the men's store inside JCPenney. Fortunately, now you do. She'll find all the brands you love, Dockers, Levi's, Van Heusen, Izod, and Stafford, plus a great deal, 50% off sports shirts and shorts. So let her know that the men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to make your day. And have a happy Father's Day. JCPenney, every day matters.
It's time you rethink hair loss. For your free report and DVD, call 1-800-700-1798. 1-800-700-1798.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And what are we, in the middle of the lake, remiddle of the Cherry Creek Reservoir without a paddle? We're just talking about divisiveness, I guess, basically. Like, immigration is a good example. You know, I hate to get on that topic. I hate to talk about it. Why? Because I even get it from those of you who listen to this radio station. Anytime you say anything about it that doesn't agree with the prevailing mood, which seems to be across the political spectrum, where only, like, the harshest voices speak out, well, like, suddenly you're for open borders and you don't take immigration seriously. But, you know, stop all the hysteria and crap. Let's just work it out. But this is what we're into now. We're into, like, over-the-top hysterical behavior. Sometimes I miss being able to be on the radio and being over the top. And even if I'm the slightest bit argumentative, some people think I'm over the top. But I'd really like to go back to the old days where I was really over the top. But I think a lot of people are sick of that behavior. Let's go to Art in Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm all right, Art. How about you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, I've pondered that question many times. What's the difference between a Democrat and Republican? You know, and I think I got the answer for you. It's pretty cut and dry. Republicans are consumed with themselves, power, and money, and ways to retain and utilize to benefit and further their own political agenda And it comes down to the individual, personal agendas. Democrats, on the other hand, are considered somewhat the same, but I think on a wider spectrum as far as power is concerned and how they use it, because Democrats can strengthen the borders without having to start a war. And I think if, it's kind of fringes on protectionism back in the, I think, earlier presidencies. But, you know, it's a good idea because we didn't have to go to war to protect the borders or protect the country or protect the people of this great nation.
That's not always true. What would you call Vietnam?
I call it a mistake.
Well, yeah, but that was a democratic deal.
Well, it was a mistake. But, you know, I think, and Dustin, you bring up another good point. I think Democrats learn from their mistakes. Republicans do not learn from their mistakes. But, you know, that's pretty much, I think, as global, as a worldly or a country, United States statement as I can make. And the other thing is this, Jay. I want you to consider this. We have a president that, you know, he's interested in oil. His family's in oil. You know, and I want to propose this to you, and I would ask, I'd like you to maybe support this as well, because I haven't had heard the Republicans say this at all. Why don't we have, as a country, a national tune-up day to tune up your cars? And, you know, and I'm just saying, three things. Change your air filter, check your tires, and drive responsibly.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea. I've questioned that on the air before. I've questioned the idea that how many automobiles out there are running that are out of tune. Plus, on top of that, we also have school buses that I see are belching a lot of smoke. You've got various other vehicles. And I've also brought this up on the air time and time again. If automobiles contribute one-third of the problem with greenhouse gases, who's causing the rest of it, and why aren't they being pushed the same way we keep getting lectured about it?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I want to tell you, you know, what I do for a living. I know what you do for a living, but you don't know what I do for a living. I drive a fuel tanker in one of the major oil companies in Colorado. You know, I have a little bit of the inside information that probably you don't, because I get to talk to all the truckers and drive the fuel tankers for everywhere. And, you know, we talk, I talked to one of the guys yesterday from a contractor. You know, he said this year, you know, they have allocations. They're running on shortages. It's only going to get worse. And, you know, this guy and I were having this conversation. And I said, you know what? If we were truly concerned about this country, Americans, and I'm not just talking about Democrats, I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats, we could create our own little small oil glut by having a national tune-up day. Maybe the 15th and the 30th every month, you check your tires, change your air filter. If you do that, I promise you, as a fuel tanker driver, with the inside information, we will have an oil glut. Not a big one, but just enough.
Well, it makes sense to me. And anybody who drives their automobile around without that stuff being done and, you know, drives their car around not properly tuned is being irresponsible. Not only to themselves and their own wallet, but they're being irresponsible to the rest of us as well. Art, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you, bud?
Hey, Doug, what's up?
Well, I was going to chime in a little bit with your last caller there about the difference between pubs and Dems. My version of the whole thing is a Democrat will tell you, I'm right, you're wrong, tell me why I'm wrong. And a Republican will usually probably say, I'm right, you're wrong, and shut up and go away. Because they don't want to know that they're wrong. There's something about those people that, you know, I'm not claiming everybody, but there's some of them that just are so hell-bent that I don't care what you tell me, what facts you throw in front of me, I'm right, you're wrong, and shut up. And boy, that just that's a steamer, man.
Yeah, although there's a lot of intolerance. There's intolerance, too, on both sides. There is a lot of intolerance. And basically, where does that end up getting you? It doesn't end up getting you anywhere. And this whole idea about, you know, I'm more American than you're American, and I'm more patriotic than you're patriotic, and your behavior borders on treason.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing that gets me. The thing that gets me is, you know, if you watch boxing, okay, or, well, boxing would be a good example. Like, how interested would you be? I mean, if a fighter sat there in the ring and threw the same punch over and over again, wouldn't you after a while say, you know, stop it? I mean, come on, man. I mean, you must have something else. And then on top of that, wouldn't his opponent be able to look at that and read it and be able to say, oh, I see what he's doing. Here it comes again. I'll block it. But these guys keep going back to the same. And when I say these guys, let me be specific. The people in the right-wing media, they keep going back to the same stuff over and over and over. And it's like after a while, there's no shock value to that anymore. And anybody can get on the radio and say, oh, you're engaging in treasonous behavior. I mean, because, I mean, after a while, it's like, okay, fine, I've heard that before. You know, give me something new.
Oh, yeah, I had a friend over last night, and I was trying to tell him, you know, I could care less what you really think. I'm trying to tell you what the facts are. And if you're as dumb as a stick, well, that's fine. You know, you're still going to go through life, you know, and doing what you want to do, but you're going to be so misguided. And he says, well, I like O'Reilly. I says, why? Why do you like being lied to? Well, he ain't lying. And I proved more than a handful of things that the guy has said. And he says, well, I like Rush Limbaugh, too. I says, well, you know, not to be real sadistical and hateful and all that, but unfortunately, if one of your family members gets Parkinson's like Michael J. Fox, it almost will be like you almost deserved it because you're not compassionate enough for anybody else that has a problem. Well, I could care less about Michael J. Fox. I says, I know, that's the problem. You could care less about anything except for yourself.
Yeah, that attitude of not caring until it happens to you and then it's too late is a little, you're right. I mean, that's not a good way to look at life. I mean, that's just it's just not good. Doug, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hey,
great call.
Did you get that tape yet?
Yes, I did.
Right on, buddy. I hope you enjoy it.
It's good stuff, too, man.
Right on, bro.
Thanks.
See ya.
Appreciate it. More calls coming up. 303-713-7600. We're waxing philosophical here about Republicans, Democrats, the Great Divide, and the difference between the two, and the animosity. And I started out asking the question about who are the 32% that support the job that George W. Bush is doing. And we heard from two guys who do. 8:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Gina and traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're still dealing with stop-and-go conditions southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen. You can expect those delays to kick in at about 136th Avenue and stay with you all the way down to 84th. Have a crash as well on I-25, but it's south of the city, northbound I-25, south of Castle Pines Parkway. Watch out for it. Two-vehicle crash there in the median, Douglas County. U.S. 6 shut down in Clear Creek Canyon. Weather outlook today, expect cloudy skies, cooler conditions, and more showers throughout the day and evening. High of 75. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You can win a chance to throw out the first pitch at a Colorado Rockies game just by shopping at King Soopers. All you have to do is
cheaperusedautos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's almost here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit cheaperusedautos.com. At cheaperusedautos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. Cheaperusedautos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one too.
Thanks, Ed.
I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Poker's your game. Play favorites like Double Down Stud and Triple Play. And if you're looking for the really big jackpots, you'll want to take a spin on our progressive slot. After you've worked up an appetite playing all the great games, stop in the Station Cafe. Open Sunday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to midnight, the Station Cafe is newly remodeled and features an all-new menu of breakfast, lunch, and dinner favorites, including delicious malts, milkshakes, floats, sundaes, and pies. Remember, when you're looking for great gaming and great food, make Colorado Central Station Casino and Hotel your next stop. Management reserves all rights. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. Let's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-600-6551 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-600-6551. 1-800-600-6551.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:55, 55 minutes past the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Waxing about Republicans, Democrats, divisiveness, who supports the president, who doesn't. Let's go to Patrick in Westminster. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hi,
how's
Patrick.
Going?
Good.
You know, I think part of the thing about divisiveness is we've got the situation with the gerrymandering where there are safe seats.
Right, that's
so,
true.
So, yeah, people feel safe going to the far extreme because they know they're going to get reelected. And, you know, if there wasn't that gerrymandering and the safe seats, I think we'd have people that would have to sort of tolerate other people better, you know, and so... And also we have enclaves of conservatism in the, you know, the suburbs and places like that where people have sort of migrated, birds of a feather flocking together. And, you know, they're surrounded by people who think like them. They elect people who think like them. And, you know, they can self-reinforce. And I think, too, that, the amount of media, the corporate media, the money that's going into it, they realize that they can gain power by paying people like Rush Limbaugh to say these extreme things, you know. And you know, something to point out to Wayne is that, like, if you look at the ratio of extreme people on the right that have a stick to talk on, to the people on the left, it's like 100 to 1.
Yeah, it is. Right? Very. Yeah, you're right. The left is very, very small, and the right is basically dominates talk radio. Because they have the facilities, and you're right. I mean, they've got all that, and they're well entrenched. And your thing too about safe districts. That's one of the reasons why I'm going to move out of Denver. I'm going to move out of Denver, and I'm going to move south to a largely Republican area. So
that's a great idea. Yeah.
You know, and I think what we ought to do is we all ought to quit our jobs and take over Colorado Springs. Because I like the Springs, so why don't we just all move down there and take it over?
Yeah, but they'll just move, you know, they'll close an army base somewhere else and move, you know, 1,000 or 10,000.
Well, I don't think all the people that are down there that are like that, I don't think all of them are in the service. I think there's, you know, they just have congregated there, so we could move down there and we could boost the progressive DNA. Patrick, thanks, man. Yeah. Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, brother. For those of you on the line, if you want to hang on and continue to talk about this, this is fine. We generally go into open phones. If you want to stick around, that's good, too, because I'll talk about all this stuff. So hang with me.
It's the 6th Annual Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. There will be activities for all ages, food, beverages, and fun. We're defending our freedom on Independence Day. Proceeds benefiting the ACLU. Find more info on AM760.net.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. He's on the hot seat. An ethics hearing is underway in Raleigh, North Carolina, for Mike Nifong, the Durham prosecutor who wrongly accused three Duke lacrosse players of raping a stripper more than a year ago. The proceedings have opened with State's Attorney Catherine Jean spelling out the charges.
Mr. Nifong repeatedly and intentionally misled the media and therefore the public about a very serious case, caused racial unrest in Durham, intentionally concealed evidence to which he now admits the defendants were entitled, but which was extremely harmful to his theory of the criminal case, and made false representations to two judges in an effort to keep the defendants from discovering it.
Live to Raleigh now, where CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula is covering the proceedings. And Jim, what could happen to Nifong?
Nick, Mike Nifong's 30-year legal career is on the line here at the State Court of Appeals. He could end up losing his North Carolina law license. Nifong is still the Durham County DA, ignoring a growing chorus of calls for him to resign, regardless of the outcome of his ethics hearing. Nick?
Well, President Bush sits down with Republican senators on Capitol Hill early this afternoon as he tries to revive an immigration reform measure. Live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
President Bush badly wants this immigration bill that was shelved last week after Republican senators blocked it from moving forward. He's going to try over lunch to convince them to get on board. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says he'll bring the bill back, but only if the president succeeds.
I want him to know that further progress will require active support from more Republicans.
While a handful of Republican senators helped draft the bill, most are decidedly cool towards it, especially the part that gives legal status to some 12 million illegal immigrants. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Well, tens of millions of baby boomers are poised to enter the retirement generation, but many of them may not be sailing off into the golden years of leisure. William Fry of the Brookings Institution says many boomers will stay on the job past 65.
Many of them are very well educated. They enjoy their work. They might do it as a part-time job. job, but they'll stay engaged mentally for most of the rest of their lives. Other baby boomers are going to need the money, and this might be a quarter of all baby boomers.
Military service can be dangerous even years after soldiers have taken off their uniforms. A study done by Oregon's Portland State University has found that male veterans are twice as likely to take their own lives as people who didn't spend time in the military. Michael O'Rourke is with the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. It would be a dishonor to our veterans not to be able to provide more or further care.
A terrible tragedy in Pittsburgh as an early morning house fire killed five young children. A neighbor says by the time firefighters arrived, it was simply too late.
They couldn't do anything. They heard the kids crying, but they couldn't get to them.
Police are looking for a babysitter who was supposed to have been looking after the children. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 79 points, the NASDAQ off 17. This is CBS News.
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance. I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and Affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your name means a lot to you, but in the wrong hands, it can mean more to someone else. With Wachovia, if your identity is ever stolen, dedicated fraud specialists will work with you one-on-one to help recover any lost funds. And they'll stick with you until your identity is restored. Protecting your good name. Another feature of Wachovia Free Checking. Stop by, call 800-WACHOVIA or visit Wachovia.com. Are you with Wachovia?
Free Checking is for personal accounts only. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. Members FDIC.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. Rescue crews are with a stranded hiker in Clear Creek Canyon. Now they have to figure out how to get him off a steep hill. U.S. Highway 6 is closed between State Highways 93 and 119 as rescue crews are trying to bring Dave Sells of Topeka, Kansas out of Clear Creek Canyon. Controversial CU professor Ward Churchill wants his say before the Board of Regents. His attorney says he's going to request a hearing in response to CU President Hank Brown's letter recommending that Churchill be fired for academic misconduct. Attorney David Lane says they have 20 days to formally request the hearing. Doctors say there could be another case of tuberculosis after a 19-year-old international student died in Colorado Springs. Doctors say it isn't related to the Andrew Speaker case in Denver. He's being treated at National Jewish Hospital. The man that Denver Nuggets guard J.R. Smith had as a passenger in his vehicle when it flipped over in New Jersey during the weekend has died of his injuries. Authorities say Smith drove through a stop sign and hit another vehicle. 21-year-old Andre Bell was riding in Smith's back seat. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. Well, it looks like we've seen a lot of recovery around the metro area. All of our wrecks cleared out of the way, and for the most part, no additional slow stretches. Do have a wreck off the highway southbound University at 470. Still seeing some stack on eastbound 270 across Commerce City and southbound I-25 through the downtown area 58 to Spear. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cooler. We'll get some scattered showers throughout the day. And
what if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Farag, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue sky.
public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
And I'm just going to go home and hide.
All right, it's open phones. 303-713-7600. J. Marvin, proudly with you again for another morning. Proud that management hasn't lowered the boom, at least not yet. All right, Gene in Colorado Springs. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for all you do. I appreciate listening to you.
Well, thanks, man. You're very kind.
Thank you. As I told the screener, I'm a retired master sergeant. I'm currently a high school social studies teacher in Colorado Springs, and not all of us are conservatives down here.
Oh, no, I love the Springs, man. I think it's a great place. That's why I think we ought to come down there and reinforce you.
Well, you'd be well. I have to listen to you out of Boulder, so I would love to get a progressive news station or talk show station down here somewhere closer. But I was calling basically to say that I feel our two-party system no longer represents can no longer democratically represent the majority of Americans today. Our society is much more diverse than it was when the system was established. And I don't, you know. When you have two parties, it equates to left and right, unfortunately, or good and evil, right and wrong. And there's a lot of people that are in the middle. I think if you add the people on the right and the people on the left, they still don't make up the majority of Americans.
I don't think they do either.
An example of, this thought is every time we've established or helped set up governments in other countries that we've became involved with, from the Philippines, Germany, Japan, Iraq today, we set up multi-party governments. We don't set up two-party governments because we want them to have a more democratic system. The problem when you talk about a third party or additional parties is everybody shoots for the top. What we have to do is fill the House and the Senate with people, members from other parties, so that they have to make some coalitions and make some concessions. Joe Lieberman is currently an example of this. Unfortunately, he's playing with the other side, as I would consider, but he is an extremely influential person just because he is the swing. So if we put, like, if we have five, I would like to create a party called the Realist Party, myself, people that exist in reality. But if we had five members of another party sitting in the Senate, they would be extremely important to either side. And if they, were strong enough, they would say, well, you need to make this concession if you want this legislation to go through. That's more of a democracy than what's currently going on in our government today.
Actually, I think it's the first really reasonable third-party idea I've ever heard, which would be to, peel off a third of the Senate and peel off a third of the House of Representatives, and then if you could do that, then they would have to be, then you would force more bargaining.
That's what we have to do. You quit wasting money shooting for the top. That's not going to happen. But if we start putting representatives in the Congress, in the Senate, that actually represent some of the other people's political views, one, people will become more interested in what's going on because they would feel like they had a say. And then, two, then they would actually have a say because these people would carry weight as long as we're divided the way we are.
There's just so much.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Maybe. There's just so much extreme. Extreme stuff going on out there, and it's like enough already.
Well, that's the problem when you only have two choices. So one, by default, has to be wrong according to your political view. I don't like conservative and liberal terms either because there are people, you hardly ever even hear the term moderate anymore, but there's people, there's that whole gray area, and nobody gets represented. You know, if I describe myself as fiscally conservative and socially liberal, where's my representation? It's not there. Nobody that I really identify with, it's not, quote, a first.
Well,
flopper.
Down there where you live, yeah. But I think there are people. I think there are people out there. I think there are people out there, though, who do at times represent, on various issues, do represent that kind of a viewpoint.
Yeah, but there's not enough of them to make a difference. Again, if you had a percentage of the Congress, or the House and the Senate, that either side, currently either side, I'd like to see five political parties, viable political parties myself, but if either side needed to get them to get some of what they wanted accomplished, then they would have to make concessions with a very few. few people from these political parties. If we had, again, we have five people in the Senate that weren't a Democrat or Republican or a, quote, independent, both sides would be trying to get these people to vote with them, make a coalition with them, and they would be able to get some things accomplished that their constituents would like to see. And that's
something,
just not happening.
Something has just got to change. That's all I know. Something's got to change because we're just headed in the wrong direction.
Oh, totally.
You know, we really are, and our values are screwed up, and there's so much going on out there that's just not just isn't right. Gene, thank you, man.
I just wanted to say, being in the schools, I do see that people are, they don't even want to play the game anymore, and that's the problem. We need people to participate in our democracy. But because they feel so disenfranchised, they just don't want to do it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I mean, listen, let me tell you something. I think it's so bad, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's so bad that I find it very, very, very difficult to come in here every single day and do politics. I get tired of talking about it.
But we need some voice of reason on the other side. That's
well, I'm not it's like I'm not a voice of reason, man. I'm just one individual, and I find myself more and more now starting to think that I really cannot, in any way, shape, or form, at times, I just can't identify with any with either side, because there's too much you know, on our side of the equation, there is a huge eat your own thing going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. You know, and this kind of Stalinistic thought enforcer type of thing that's going on, and I'm sick of it.
Well,
just sick of it.
And that's why we have no alternative currently if we want to be represented. I mean, you could throw you. Well, I don't want to say you're throwing your vote away, but if you vote for a party that has no opportunity to be placed in our government, then you know, kind of. Then why are you going to go back? But that's why I'm saying if we have some viable alternatives to a Democratic or a Democrat or a Republican as far as a candidate, and people, you know, and these people get out there and start, you know, because again, they can't be lying. You can't line their pockets with money from, you know, the corporate interests and whatnot. But we need other choices. Two black and white does not represent America anymore.
I agree in theory with that. I just don't know how it would work in practice. Gene, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks. I appreciate you, Gene.
Oh, thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah, I really like that. And we're getting more and more callers again from Colorado Springs, which is good, because I like Colorado Springs. But I do. I feel, you know what I feel like at times? I feel like at times that the same way I used to feel when I worked at WLS in Chicago, and it was all right wing. That's the way I feel. It's like we have these, what I call these enforcers, who email you. And basically what they want to do is they want to get into a throwdown contest about who's more left and who's not. And you're not left enough, and you're not left. You know what? Get away from me. That's what I feel like saying. Get away from me. Don't talk about that on the radio because it's not important. Okay, look, would you sit down at the table every single night? And no, would you eat steak for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I guess some of you would.
For a week, maybe, and then it'd get kind of old.
Okay, well, that's where I'm at. I'm singed by a lot of this stuff. Burned by it. Tired of it. If I have to read about one more kid dying in Iraq, God almighty, I don't know what I'm going to do. Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I had a little potpourri for you. This is Josh in Arvada. I got called by the Republicans this morning.
And, what kind of call was it? Was it a robocall or a live person?
Oh, it was a live person. He asked if I'd give him some money to put the fear into the Democrats. And I didn't want to give him any demographics that would help their get-out-the-vote effort or anything, so I told him, you know, the party's kind of left me, so I'm really not sure I'm interested anymore. And he got all downhearted and said, yeah, I'm getting a lot of that.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty far left myself, but I thought it was also good to hear that you know, they're feeling it. I mean, the 32% out there or 20% or whatever it is who actually dig what's going on, they're starting to realize that they're alone and that the rest of us aren't with them.
Yeah, I think it's going to continue to shrink. I think they're going to have a lot of problems. I really believe they're going to have a lot of problems. And they're riding this thing. They're riding the whole enchilada into self-destruction. I really believe that because they have literally put everything into a nosedive.
One other thing I hadn't talked to John about, but I wanted to mention, I still see the big difference between Democrats and Republicans as short-term versus long-term. I mean, the Republicans run everything like it's some kind of Enron where they're worried about next quarter's profits, and they don't even think about, are we going to have a business or a country or whatever you're running in 20 years? And the Democrats work on education because they're thinking about this money they're investing in the kids, so those kids can be doctors in 20 years and we'll have doctors. And the Democrats think about roads, so we'll have a good country in 20 years. And the Republicans, they're just worried about the next election cycle and the next quarter. And
yeah, I think you're, you know what? I think you're right about that. Well, they're into paying off the wealthy at the expense of everybody else. And what kills you is when middle class and even some lower middle class people, and even some people above upper middle class people, they just go to the polls and vote against their own self-interest. I don't get that.
Yeah, well, there's somebody who said religion's the only thing that'll make you do things against your interest or something like that.
I don't know if that's true. I think an earlier caller said it's probably more true that there's an alternative set of facts out there, or an alternative world out there, and some of these folks apparently have to be living in it. Josh, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. And if you're a Democrat, you know the one thing that always sustains me is three people who I really, really, really like. And I don't agree with them 100% of the time, but I like them a lot. Congressman Mark Udall. I like the idea of being in the same party as Congressman Mark Udall. I like the idea of being in the same party as Congressman Ed Perlmutter. And I like the idea of being in the same party as Governor Bill Ritter. 9:20, 20 minutes after 9. You know, that's what keeps me from going down and becoming an independent.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
Phew, I think I've lost him.
Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here.
I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you've got Esurance.
True, with Esurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at Esurance, there's always someone there to help.
With Esurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's Esurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Save on 24-7 claim service at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
Just by chance you cross the down. Had a friend who saw Steely Dan the other night, said they were wonderful.
You turned it on the world. When you turn the world around.
I should be doing mornings on the mountain. 9:25, 25 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Hi today. 75, heavy rain. Heavy. Heavy, brother. That's why I'm going to get off the air here at 10 o'clock and run home. Take cover. All right, it's open phones. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike in Aurora. Or Nevada, I'm sorry. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. It's Mike in Arvada. I just wanted to call to make more of a suggestion. I have I've been listening to some John Prine stuff, and a friend sent me a song, Your Flag to Cow Won't Get You, and I thought I would just bring it up because I think that, oddly enough, it's appropriate now as it was then when the song first came out. So I just thought I'd mention it, and also just wanted to say that it's really good to listen to the show, whatever the topic is, and I listen to the podcast, and I just want to say they're awesome because I can listen at work, and they're not live, but I can at least listen to the show every day. So,
oh, thanks.
That's pretty much it. Just
yeah, I like John Prine, so we'll look for some of his stuff. And also, I was listening last night to Phil Oakes, and Help Me, I'm a Liberal. Help, yeah. I'm a Liberal. So I may bring that in and play that tomorrow, too.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
I'm with you, brother. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
John Prine, the ex-Chicago Postman. Coming up, we'll play some. What do you got by him?
I only have two tracks, Sam Stone and Paradise.
Pick either one. You know another one I want to hear? You're going to grimace, though, when I say it. John goes, oh, do that. Okay, but I love this song. Matter of fact, you can find it right now. I'll play it. Diamonds and Rust by Joan Baez. You know why? That's allegedly about her affair with Bob Dylan. This song is really bitter. That's what I like about it. I gotta find out what album this is on.
To call. And here I sit, and on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I my poetry was lousy.
No, John doesn't like it. You know what? Because you're not old enough. That's why. You're a child. You know that's why you don't like it.
I'm a child. You're like, I can hear the dials turning.
Yeah, you're like Tyson.
10 years ago.
Your son. You're in timeout. You don't care that this song has historic significance, that she had an affair with Bob Dylan and she's writing about that?
I appreciate that. That's fine. But,
horrible. It is not horrible.
Okay, if one person will call me and tell me they like this song, I'll switch my mind.
I don't need one person to call and tell you. I'm telling you. It's got historical significance. You don't like folk music, though, either, though, do you? No.
It's not my favorite. I don't mind it. I like folk music. I wouldn't rule it all out. I like Bob Dylan.
See? It's about Dylan, man. You can't dig that, that it's about Dylan? What's wrong with you? God, kids have no, you know, I gotta go to retirement. Kids have no taste. You have no taste. You're a child. You're allowed to be my son. And you know it's true. I could be Tyson's grandfather, God forbid. All right. Can it if it's killing you.
God, I feel better.
Okay. You know, it's like you have no... It's about Dylan, man. You have no...
That's fine. I'm not arguing that fact. I'm arguing the fact that that song sucks.
It does not suck. It's lyrical.
It may have fine lyrics. It may be a great, you know, a great song.
It's melodic,
but the music
sad,
is bad, and it's boring.
It's melancholy. Well, you know why it's boring? Because it doesn't have any tension. Because when you're 30... What are you, 33? Five?
Yeah, I'll be 33 this year, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, when you're 32 going on 16, okay, you got to have music that has tension. I've been there. I know that. That doesn't have any enough tension for you.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I do need tension in my music. I like mellow stuff.
No, you don't.
I listen to Frank Sinatra. There's no tension in
Frank
Sinatra.
Don't give me Frank Sinatra. You don't listen to enough Frank Sinatra to make a difference. And when you're 15 years from now, 20 years from now, then you'll go like, oh, God, you know that old guy I worked with, Jay Marvin? God, he was right. I kind of like this stuff.
Never. Never,
yeah,
Joan Baez, never.
That's what they all say. That's what they all say, my man. Till I become old. That'll never be you. You will never be your parents until you wake up one day and you are your parents.
I already am my parent.
Okay.
I'm just like my dad, but music-wise, I'll always be hip.
Oh, that's what they all say. I remember saying the same thing. I remember making the exact same comments.
All right, instant message from Bill. Tell him to change his mind. I like it. Nice song.
It's got historical significance.
Richard says he likes it too. So... I'm 2-0 right now.
No, because what you want to do is you want to put Primus on, which has got tension to it.
I listen to mellow stuff, too.
Okay. Name
That's too
all right,
folksy.
All right. Name me five mellow rock songs you like.
I like all of Bob Dylan's stuff. There's not a song Bob Dylan does that I don't
but
enjoy.
But Bob Dylan's not mellow.
Yes, he is.
No, he's acerbic. There's a difference.
I like Air Supply.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Great love songs. Kind of laugh at them, but, you know, I'll listen to Air Supply. Neil Diamond. I listen to Neil Diamond a lot this weekend.
Okay, I can't get with Neil Diamond.
Mellow. Wouldn't you say it's mellow?
No, well, some of his stuff is.
Most
some
of the early stuff, anyway.
But it's, no, his early stuff's up-tempo and pop-ish.
Cherry Cherry.
That's a pop song, and it's not mellow.
What about September Morn? That's a mellow song, isn't it? I love that song. Yeah, that's mellow. Let's see what else is out there. Like I said, Frank Sinatra. I love jazz. Miles Davis, Kind of Blue, is one of my favorite CDs of
jazz,
all time.
Jazz doesn't count in this.
I like Dave Matthews Band. Would you consider them mellow?
No. No, I would not.
I just gave you like five examples and you shot down every single one.
Well, because mellow to me would be like Nick Drake.
Who?
Well, that's your fault if you don't know who he is. 9:33 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. Bob and Centennial, hang on. Your next. So are you, John, in Westminster. Jan in Colorado Springs. Ron and Cheyenne. All of you, I'll get to you. But Gina will do her. I'm not going to ask you about mellow music because I know you like mellow music.
Some. I'm not a Joan Baez fan.
Oh, you don't like? So you don't like Diamond and Rust?
It wouldn't be my choice.
It's about her affair with Bob Dylan. What is wrong with
who
you?
Who cares?
Oh, okay. You're right.
Who cares
Michael
if she
Jackson,
had an affair with
you're right.
Joan Baez with
Jackson,
Bob Dylan?
Michael Jackson and Elvis are more important. They're more relevant in life.
You know what I'd like to hear right now?
Billie Jean, she's my queen.
I'd like to hear John Lee Hooker.
I like him 16 and lean.
That's mellow. The Healer.
What, John Lee Hooker is mellow?
The Healer with Carlos Santana is mellow. I'd like to hear that.
John Lee Hooker is the blues. Whole different category, not mellow.
Well, that particular song is pretty mellow.
I don't consider that to, you know what, I don't consider that to, and then that's not folk music either.
Okay, John Denver.
Oh, jeez!
I love him.
Well, then that says it all right there.
Oh, listen to the judgment.
Well, you're doing it.
No, I just said I didn't like the Joan Baez. It's okay if I don't
like
it.
You're
like
who cares if you had an affair with Bob Dylan? You're right. Because in your world, Gina, you're right. Because in your world, Michael Jackson, or what's left of him, and Elvis, they're much more relevant.
I think Elvis is a fascinating individual.
He caught in a trap. He has so many drugs. This is a guy who dies on the toilet.
Well,
true.
Tragic.
This is a guy who stands up with Richard Nixon.
He says,
yeah, you know, you are.
He only started rock and roll, Jay.
Yeah, the president, he did not start rock
you
and roll.
You wouldn't have any of the other artists you're talking about without Elvis.
No, that's not true. He didn't start rock and roll. That's not true. Muddy Waters is the one who coined the word rock and roll and started it.
He opened up the door for the white
blues.
Man to sing black music.
No, there were lots of white men in Memphis and in the Mid-South at that time that were doing rock and roll, that were singing black blues songs.
He's like the American icon
of
popular music.
You know what? I don't care because the point is, here's a man who stood up with Richard Nixon. Hey, you kids shouldn't be taking drugs. Now, what did he die of? I rest my case.
Okay.
Traffic.
All right. Well, southbound 225 still a little sluggish between Colfax and Iliff. Same thing on those northbound lanes. Southbound I-25, we have heavy traffic downtown. Only have one wreck, thankfully. It's Spear and Logan. It's off the highway, but it looks like someone on a bike was involved in that. Of course, U.S. 6 remains off limits through Clear Creek Canyon. They're still working on that search and rescue operation. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cooler with scattered showers and a high of 75. Currently, it's cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fly Frontier, the best low-cost carrier in the U.S. with low fares, direct TV service in every Airbus seat, and nonstop flights to over 60.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
User directed, only brand clinically tested.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Attention.
Yeah, we have to have tension because we're like 33, going on 16.
I'm just a child.
That's right.
And that's okay by me.
Time out. Just like Tyson gets. We're hitting Maddie. 9:40. 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rain today. Whatever's coming in. A high is supposedly 75. Okay, back on the phones. Bob in Centennial has been waiting a long time. Bob, go ahead, man. Uncork it.
How many roads must a man?
There you go.
Hey,
the magic dragon. Okay.
Diamonds and Rust is a great song.
Of course.
See? Sorry, John. But I'm almost 50. But I was one of those Wonder Years kids. You know, I grew up on this stuff, so.
Yeah, John doesn't care, though.
But it means more to me now than it did then. And I thought it was a great song back then.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, the reason I called, I don't know if you had a chance to touch on it, because I had to shut the radio down for about 15 minutes last hour. But Wayne, and to be fair, and he was a very reasonable, courteous guy, so I don't want to be unfair to him and go back on him by making some wild speculation. But he made a comment in there. He said, but when you're in an ideological battle for the soul of America, and I thought, what the heck
yeah.
is that? I mean, when you raise a discussion to that level, I mean, you know, what's after that? Well, you know, life and death. I mean, that's the kind of term I would use with my wife if one of our kids was, you know, so far into drugs that, you know, that you are just about ready to give up, or something like that. And so I really would like to know what he meant by that, because does that open the door for people who believe like him to use any means? And you did somewhere in there make the point about, you know, does the end justify the means to accomplish what you want in our system of government? I say absolutely not.
I don't think he would advocate violence. I don't think that's where he was coming from. I think where he was coming from was a battle of ideas.
Well, I hope so. But, I mean, under this administration that he supports, we've seen illegal wiretapping, we've seen rendering, we've seen people held in prisons outside the United States without ever having, or in the United States for that matter.
Well, look at the detainee situation in which they now say, you know, you can't try somebody for being a combatant, and they got to be a court to find that is got to be an enemy.
That's right. You know, outing a CIA agent. I mean, the list goes on and on. All the Justice Department stuff that's going on currently. So. I would suspect, if I had to bet, I would say Wayne's probably a fundamentalist Christian. He just, you know, those kinds of phrases, and I know abortion was really big with him, that I would suspect that's probably where he comes from, which is a huge part of his base, the Bush base, that is. But I really found that intriguing and a little bit frightening because of the lengths that we've already seen this administration go, all in the name of protecting us and all wrapped up in, you know, values and patriotism, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it's like I was saying last week. We're all just whipped up into this whole entire thing of hysteria.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's scared. And
how does that
fix anything?
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. And it was so interesting. There was a great letter to the editor in Sunday's Post where a man quoted Theodore Roosevelt's quote about, you know, that it's morally treasonous to not criticize the president because the president is not above criticism. And I was thinking about that this morning. And then, of course, his cousin, Franklin Roosevelt, I mean, he told us we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And yet this administration says, oh, no, you know, and the supporters of it that, oh, no, you can't ever criticize the president, especially during wartime. And all they do is peddle fear. It's the complete opposite tack.
Yeah.
And,
well, fear and hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're always making all these dire predictions and dire statements about everything from Iraq to immigration to, I mean, anything you can think of. They're on this huge hysteria kick about, well, the roof is going to fall in any second and we're all going to die. And then if you say, well, wait a minute, that's not necessarily true. And even if it were true, the two courses you would either take is panic or fix it. And boom.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, they just want to, they want to take it and they want to exploit it to their advantage. And I would love to have any conservative, any Republican call me and tell me that that's not true. And I could give you, you know, we both could give numerous examples that not only do people elected to office do this stuff, but all of their water carriers, all their supporters, who are the majority of them on, you know, on talk radio, they're doing it too. I don't even understand how anybody thinks that stuff's entertaining day in and day out.
Oh, I know.
That they, you know, stay glued to it. How does anybody think that's entertaining?
I don't know.
To hear all of that craziness.
The Chicken Hawk administration peddling their Chicken Little message.
Yeah, and people. I met a guy here last week. This is serious. I had never talked to this guy before ever. And he said, and we were talking about what we do. And then he said, like, oh, yeah, I've heard you before. Yeah, I've listened to that station. Then he told me, and I listen to Rush Limbaugh. Man, he's funny. And I said to him, what's funny about that? What's clever about it? Well, I just think that's funny. I thought, okay, well, each to their own.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't find that stuff very entertaining.
Nope. It's very derogatory.
You know, in the same respect that a lot of times I don't find like a really quote-unquote NPR-type discussion about stuff to be very entertaining either. And I found myself last night, I've never done this before, I had Oberman on, but he wasn't there. Somebody else was sitting in for him. About 20 minutes into the hour, I just kind of like picked up a magazine and started reading it, and I thought, what am I doing? But you know something? I was just bored by it, and I was sick of hearing it.
Yeah.
Don't you ever get that way?
Absolutely. The level of discourse in this country is, I think, at an all-time low. And people can cite all the terrible, you know, things from the past. And, you know, Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr and the horrible things they said about each other that ended in a duel. But,
yeah, and it's always the same arguments, too.
Well, it is.
Absolutely. Well, what about Sandy Berger? What about Bill Clinton? Hello? We're not
really
talking about them.
Yeah, he's been an ex-president now for 6 years, and all they can do is drag him up.
God, it's like, you know, it's like we're 13, and you say, and you get caught for fighting in school, and you say to your parents, well, Johnny hit Shemp, so I did it.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't your parents ever sit down with you and say, wait a minute, because Johnny did it doesn't mean it's right that you do it? I mean, it's like, All right. Hey, Bob, thanks for your patience, man.
Take care.
Appreciate it. 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour, traffic now. With Ricardo Morgan.
Jay's finally looking a little bit better on that drive across Aurora on 225. Had been pretty slow southbound. It's still a little bit crowded, but starting to pick up speed a little bit, so it should be a better drive as you make your way from I-70 heading down to Parker. Good news is the rest of the highway is looking pretty good. I-25 between the downtown area and the tech center is moving up to speed. Off the highway, though, in the downtown area, look for some emergency vehicles at Spear and Logan. Apparently, a bicyclist got hit by a car there. And that closure continues in the high country there just west of Golden on Highway 6 as they look for that injured hiker. But the forecast, cloudy showers, thunderstorms likely throughout the day, high in the mid-70s, tonight's low 53, and then a partly sunny day tomorrow with a high of 78. Right now, it's 62. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Find your ideal home. Start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
Picture your neighborhood. You know it well, don't you? Where all the bad bumps are, that hill you always go down a bit faster than you expect. The names of your neighbors, their kids, even their pets. But did you know that your neighborhood could be one of the most dangerous in America? Fact is, every year, 3.2 million car accidents happen within 5 miles of home. And having just one accident can raise your insurance rates. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection for dangerous neighborhoods like yours. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet. Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. Two treatments, and my corns were history.
Two treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as two treatments when used as directed.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let's play Thomas Dolby in Science. I don't know, it just kind of all of a sudden came out of my head. Do we have that? 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yes, here we go. Heavy rain, high of 75. Science, blind me with God. Come around to Thomas Dolby. Science! Okay, back to the phones. Ha! I heard that song like a 400 years, man. That thing is old. I'm shocked we even had that. Yeah, that was the other one. A little disco sounding, isn't it?
New wave, man. That classic new wave sound.
Yeah, a little new wave.
Okay.
A little long line of cocaine, new wave. What is that, talcum powder on your nose, or are you just happy to see me? All right, let's go to the phones. And we're going to Jan in Colorado Springs. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your frustration with the whole political system right now. Completely understanding how you feel, because I am there, of course. But I wanted to submit to you that your level of frustration and those of everybody else is part of the plan and helps promote their agenda. In that, it's very paralyzing. And I'll use the example of the wall on the border with Mexico. You're going to spend all this energy and all this money building a wall when you know darn well they're going to find a way around it. And so that's kind of what I would suggest that you do and other people do who are so frustrated that they're paralyzed or they're lethargic.
Well, I'm not,
they feel like they can't do anything.
I'm not paralyzed. I'm just like...
Well, you're frustrated. And
I'm over it in a lot of ways.
So I would suggest, though, that... find a way around it.
And I don't see that as part of their plan. I think we're as much responsible for my feelings and everybody else's feelings as they are.
Well, if you look at the whole problem of apathy and lethargy in the voting population, that's what's gotten us to this point. And a lot of that apathy, I think, is because people do feel like there's nothing they can do to change the situation. But there is, in that, rather than butt your head against that wall all the time, rather than just going up against them and trying to combat them, go around them. And a way to do that would be to be in an organization such as here locally. I just went to the Breakfast for the Citizens Project this morning, which was founded to combat the Amendment 2 that was eventually found unconstitutional, right? They found a way to go around that, and that's what they do for people here locally that have become disenfranchised for whatever reason, is they go to bat for them. And there's many, many local organizations all put together into one called the Citizens Project. But anyway, so finding a way around it by getting involved in these organizations that, such as environmental organizations, to try and fix the problem. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know, but something's got to change because the current path we're on is not paying off. And there are too many people being left out of the equation, and it's just not a good thing. Jan, thank you. I appreciate the call, and hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Jay. Good talking with you.
Okay. See you later. All right. That's it. We'll be back in the trenches to slug it out again, starting tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I'll strap on my life preserver and head home. Here's hoping I don't drown like the rat I am.
The tracks are clear for a great gaming and dining experience at Colorado Central Station Casino and Hotel, offering nearly 700 of your favorite slots in denominations ranging from one penny to $5. You always get more pull for your play at Colorado Central Station. If video poker's your game, play favorites like Double Down Stud and Triple Play. And if you're looking for the really big jackpots, you'll want to take a spin on our progressive slot. After you've worked up an appetite playing all the great games, stop in the Station Cafe, open Sunday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to midnight, the Station Cafe is newly remodeled and features an all-new menu of breakfast, lunch, and dinner favorites, including delicious malts, milkshakes, floats, sundaes, and pies. Remember, when you're looking for great gaming and great food, make Colorado Central Station Casino and Hotel your next stop. Management reserves all rights. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.